about.
If nominated tonight, I promise each and every person in this room I will hit the ground running, come out swinging, and end up winning.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
No, tell the captain we've got to land as soon as we can. This woman has to be gotten to a hospital.
A hospital? What is it?
It's a big building with patients. That's not important right now.
Things go well, I might be showing her my O face. Oh. You know what I'm talking about. Oh. Yeah.
I wear a lot of Axe body spray. But I live in a black neighborhood and it's called Ask Body Spray. And if you don't get that joke, then you're not racist.
And now,
ever since I stopped listening to the Kevin and Bean show 2 months ago, my marriage has improved, I got a promotion at work, and my kids don't think I'm an asshole anymore. Thanks, Kevin and Bean.
Our feature presentation.
Look, you could still be an a-hole. Let's be honest, just because you're not listening to us. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean show. It is Thursday morning, the 28th of August.
Is it really Labor Day weekend?
Yep.
That's here? That's happening?
Starting tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we're not there yet.
No.
Still any Thursday?
Yep.
Yeah. I was excited for a second.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Lisa?
I am fine, and they are great.
Okay. Good times.
All right.
I can confirm.
Well, we got a lot of show planned for you today, but first we start in the beautiful state of Georgia near Savannah. Police received calls of a prowler near a church there. The Countryside Baptist Church had a tractor trailer parked in the parking lot. And neighbors heard some noises in there, called the police, you know, prowler, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody tried to steal something, don't know what's going on. The police show up. It's 4:30 in the morning, by the way. The police show up and they see a man and a woman walking near the church on the street at 4:30 in the morning holding hands. They are Christopher Buckner, age 20. And, wow, this is weird. Christopher is a girl. That's what I just noticed in this article as I'm reading it to you. Her name is Christopher Buckner. I'm looking at her mugshot right now.
Okay.
Holding hands with Timothy Savoy. He is 25. Well, police investigated a little bit and found out that they had, in fact, been in the trailer having sex is what they were doing at 4:30 in the morning in
right.
a church parking lot having sex. They said they had sex 3 times because they had just watched the movie The Notebook. Now, I haven't seen The Notebook. I know that it is a romantic classic among a certain generation. Is it so romantic that you would have sex 3 times in a row immediately after seeing it in a trailer in a church parking lot as brother and sister?
Oh, whoa.
I'm sorry,
whoa.
What?
Wait a minute.
You just misspoke. You
has
said,
that how romantic that movie is that you have to have sex immediately with whomever is nearby?
Wait a minute. You just threw in as brother and sister as an
yes.
addition to that story. Just
Christopher and Timothy are, in fact, 5 years apart, but are brother and sister. Yes, they are. The state of Georgia
wow.
can't be delighted with this news.
Nobody can be delighted with this news.
But I'm just saying, it seems like there are some states in the South where they've been fighting this stereotype for a long, long time anyway. So when it actually happens, you can't be happy about that. They have been arrested and charged with incest, aggravated sodomy, which I was curious.
I was curious
if you guys know if that is just, is that one of those charges that automatically goes along with incest? Like, is the act of incest enough to be aggravated sodomy? Or are they suggesting that there was something else that was going on in that trailer that actually constitutes sodomy, if you take my meaning?
I don't know.
Okay.
If you take my meaning.
No, I really think you're just saying you don't know.
Oh, right. That is what I'm saying.
What do you think, Lisa? Do you think that it stands alone? Is aggravated sodomy, does that just go hand in hand with incest, or was he flipping her over, or what was happening?
Is it? Well, because she's not really a she.
No, she is a she.
She
her
is,
name's
she
Christopher.
But why is her name
a male
Christopher?
Name.
I don't know why
oh,
her name's Christopher. Look,
okay.
There's a lot more problems in this family than to worry about how her name
became maybe
Christopher.
She was a he pretending to be a
no.
she.
No. Okay, she's a woman. She's
she
his sister.
For reals.
And prowling, too, which seems to be the least of the happy couple's problems. But
prowling is a charge?
prowling as a charge. Yeah, well, it's like trespassing or something like that, or, you know, breaking and entering. Mm-hmm. I guess they're all kind of
well,
related.
I could have watched The Notebook 100 times with my brother, and this would not have happened.
Oh, my God.
So it's not the movie itself is not so sexy that you cannot resist.
I don't think so.
Okay. All right.
I did see aggravated sodomy at the True Blessed Night. And they
well,
rule.
You should.
I hear they're quite good.
Three times in one night.
How about that?
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Let's have it.
Brand new internet roundup.
Uh-huh.
We're going to talk to Marnie Kinross, who has a website called Wing Girl Method.
Oh, I like it.
And she's got tips for wing girls.
Okay.
We have Dr. Drew on the program. We have a new feature we're calling FU Bean because it
how
seems...
How dare you?
Hey, how dare you? We're not the ones calling you that.
Yes, you are.
Well, we are. Okay.
We're being forced to.
Yeah. We're taking your lead.
Yes.
You tell the story where somebody says FU to you, and it happens to you a lot more than any of us.
It never happens to me.
Right. In your life?
A stranger says FU to me? No.
Yeah.
No.
It's, Bean's running at a clip of about one every 5 days.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what's going on there. We have Steve Sarkisian, who is the head coach of... We don't have Steve Sarkisian, who's the head coach of USC.
But I was all prepared to compliment him for coming on and doing a pre-scheduled interview with us in light of all of the controversy around his football program at USC.
Right.
And I was really prepared to gush over what a fine man he was to honor that commitment.
I heard him talking about it yesterday on a radio station, and I thought, oh, all right.
And then he pulled the plug, and now isn't doing the interview.
Not that fine a man, maybe.
Apparently not. We're hoping to reschedule for next week when he's no longer newsworthy.
It's a little rough times right now. And then we've got your tickets for Made in America, the festival.
He actually said he would come to the phone, but he was saving his nephew from drowning, so he couldn't quite make it right now.
What you did? We'll take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5 minutes till 6.
Hey, kids, it's Ralph Garman time with the Showbiz Beat.
You know, the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge has officially jumped the shark.
Uh-oh.
Now that fictional characters are doing it. Yeah, Homer Simpson has taken the Ice Bucket Challenge. ALS claims he's the first cartoon character to make it happen.
Well,
there you go.
It's quite a category.
Can he write a cartoon check to the cartoon charity? Homer simply pours a glass of water over his head to try to fulfill the challenge, but Bart reportedly doesn't let him off so easy, using a helicopter to drench him with ice water.
And all sorts of other couches and everything
polar
else.
Polar bears, Santa Claus, everything cold
That's
falls on Homer's head.
Yeah. That was weird.
So that happened.
I saw a 102-year-old man doing the ice bucket challenge yesterday, too, by the way.
What? Why?
102-year-old.
That's dumb.
Right. You're that guy's going to die.
Don't do that.
You don't want to die?
He said, I fought in both world wars. I can survive a little ice water.
Yeah, but I can just about walk. I can't hardly walk. I can't see too far, and I can't hear too good.
He doesn't have to do that, though.
He can write a check.
He can write a check easily.
Everything be cool.
It's not... Douse doesn't help people with ALS. Doesn't help cure them. It's not that. It's not
what?
The part
it's
of it.
The, no. It's the donation.
No, it's the money you're putting towards the research is actually the beneficial part.
By the way, it's,
confused,
it's right around $90 million raised so far since the challenge began, though. So I'm still willing to give it a little leeway if people still want to do it.
No, that's awesome.
Was this in the news?
A lot of hubbub this week. Still people talking about the ending of The Sopranos.
What?
Yeah, David Chase was being interviewed by a journalist named Martha Notchimson by a magazine called Fox. And she asked whether Tony Soprano had died in the controversial cut-to-black ending of The Sopranos years ago.
Guy came out of a bathroom with a gun, right? And then it just went dark?
Nope. Never saw a gun.
Didn't see a gun. No. That's what I'm trying to clarify. I don't know.
I'm trying to clarify you.
It's how long has it been?
A couple years. I don't know. Huh. 5 years?
All right.
6 years? No, they're just eating at a diner. There's a suspicious-looking cat walking by, but it doesn't mean anything. There's people sitting at the counter who may be suspicious. You don't know. So the whole family sits down at the booth, and boom, lights out. Darkness. We don't know what happened. So this woman said, finally, to David Chase, the creator of the series, what happened? Does he die at the end of The Sopranos? Apparently, Chase went ballistic, screaming at her very angrily, why are we talking about this? Then reportedly shook his head,
no, and simply said, no, he isn't, regarding whether he's dead or not. Now, she went around with that story saying, Tony Soprano's alive! Tony Soprano's alive! But now Chase's representatives have stepped forward and saying she misconstrued what David Chase was saying in their interview. To simply quote David as saying Tony Soprano is not dead is inaccurate. There is a much larger context for that statement, and as such, is not true. As David Chase has said numerous times on record, whether Tony Soprano is alive or dead is not the point. To continue the search for this answer is fruitless. The final scene of The Sopranos raises a spiritual question that has no right or wrong answer. Shut up!
What does that mean?
Listen, he can't get pissed off when a reporter asks him this question if this is going to be continue to be his answer regarding this. If you write this story and you end this series in that way, you're begging people to ask you this question for the rest of your life.
And it was so successful, that show.
Yeah.
It will be asked for a long time.
Right, so... stop it.
There's no right or wrong answer.
Yes, there is. The guy knows what he wrote. There's an answer.
It's a spiritual question.
No, no, that's television. Just tell me.
Don't stop.
There you go.
That was it.
End of the show right there.
The end of the show right there. You guys love yourself some Saw?
Saw the movies?
Saw the movies?
Yes, I do.
I know you do.
I
do not.
I actually love that. Kevin loves the Saw.
I do.
Well, you know, it's the 10th anniversary of Saw coming up this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's baffling.
Halloween's just a couple months away, so Lionsgate's announced they will be re-releasing Saw into theaters for its 10th anniversary, so you can relive the majesty, the glory, the hilarity that is Saw. I never saw the movie. It's really funny, though, right?
Oh, very.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Straight comedy.
I'm going to take my 4-year-old. I think she'll enjoy it. I heard good things. Like Seesaw, right?
Yeah. Okay. It's a part.
Sure. Today's celebrity birthdays. Actor Luis Guzman is 58 years old today. Always very funny. Daniel Stern's 57. Jennifer Coolidge, Stifler's mom, is 53. Shania Twain turns 49 years old today. Jack Black is 45. Jason Priestley, also 45 today. Florence of the Machine, don't you know? Mm-hmm. Florence Welch is 28 years old today. Actor Armie Hammer, also 28. And Honey Boo Boo. Alana Thompson, little Honey Boo Boo. Well, she's not little. She's massive. Massive Honey Boo Boo.
Her favorite foods are sketty and butter.
She is 9 years old today, and she's going into the knife to have a stent put in, I think. They got to make some room in one of her arteries.
They're hoping to give her 2 more years of life.
That's right. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Made in America is happening this weekend thanks to our friends at Budweiser, Saturday and Sunday at the Grand Park in downtown L.A. with Imagine Dragons, Kanye West, Weezer, Rise Against, Capital Cities, so much more. If you want to go, we'll give you a chance to earn those tickets right now. You can give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. We will give you a way to play a game for them. Coming up in about 10 minutes or so here on K-Rock.
My man Bean has Asperger's and really has a hard time relating with other people.
Yes.
He can't tell other people's emotions. He can't tell how they're receiving what he's saying.
They're interested in what he's saying.
Correct, right. Yes. And he's been faking it pretty well for quite a while. But now it's really starting to just fall apart.
Yeah, he's like an android who's now starting to short circuit.
Right.
Like for a long time, the robot, we believed we were serving on the same crew on the spaceship. And now he's starting to, some sparks are flying out of the back of his head. And the program is starting to go bad.
Because I don't know when the last time was somebody that I didn't know on the street said F you to me.
Yeah.
Like, I can't remember a time. And sure they should have.
And for being, it's a regular occurrence.
It's like once a week.
Yeah. It's starting to turn into that a little bit. By the way, when we had this conversation off the air the other day, didn't Omar have an encounter in a supermarket where somebody said F you to him? I mean, it does happen to people in the street because people are basically rude.
Yes, it does happen.
Omar got into an altercation with someone.
Right.
Rarely does someone have the talent that you have, Bean, where you can say one thing and then the first response out of someone's mouth is F you.
And that's, by the way, ask Omar the... when the last time was before that, it probably was 15 years.
Had been a while. Okay. So for folks who weren't listening, the last time this happened to me was when I encountered a young lady in traffic about 15 feet away from my car. We were both parked, and I said to her...
Can we announce the segment first before we get into the story?
Well, we can.
No, no. I'm just setting it up before we get into today's edition.
Okay.
So the last time this happened was there's a woman in traffic, and I was struck by how attractive she was as we were parked, you know, opposite each other, and I said, "You're pretty." Which I thought, That's certainly a compliment. Who could be offended by your pretty? I didn't say, show me your cans. I said, you're pretty, okay?
Right.
Her response was, F you. So that's where this whole thing started. And I thought, well, that's a one-time. That was unfortunate and a miscommunication, but it was a one-time thing.
You did have her cornered on a boat, however. Maybe that's important to mention.
Nope. We were off the boat in traffic lanes. So I thought, well, that's a one-time thing that's just unfortunate.
Why would you do that? Why would you roll down your window and say you're pretty to somebody that you... you're not even talking to. That's so weird.
It didn't seem weird to me at the time.
Maybe weird to her. Problem. See, it's the programming.
It's the programming. You're right. Yeah. You're right. Well, that brings us to our new feature. F.U. Bean.
You Bean. You Bean. That's what all the people say to him. You Bean. You Bean. That's what all the people say.
Now, you guys are going to automatically assume that I'm in the wrong here, but try to have an open mind as if there were somebody. This was somebody you liked telling you the story.
Okay? We'll try our best.
Try anyway.
But you can't divorce you from whatever you did. That's the thing,
right? Because I feel like other people could have told that girl that she was pretty. Maybe
a very different reaction.
I got a different reaction.
The weight of beanness behind the things that you do has an enormous impact on the situation.
All right, let me put it this way: if this had been you describing what happened to me, tell me if you think it would have been appropriate, the response that you got from the other person,
right?
Okay? So I'm driving down a residential street the other day, and there's a young man, looks like he's about 25, headphones on.
You're pretty. With
headphones on. Not little earbuds, but actually like, Beats by Dre headphones, right? Okay? Big headphones on. And he is having the time of his life. He is moving and dancing and obviously really listening to some music hardcore that he enjoyed, okay?
Right.
He's walking down the middle of the street doing it.
Okay.
Okay? The middle of the street in a residential neighborhood.
Okay.
I'm driving down the street. I move over to the left to get around him because he's, again, literally in the middle of the street. My windows are down. I pull up next to him, and he sees me, and he lifts one ear of his headphones off of his ear. And I said to him, hey, I didn't know if you knew this, but you're walking in the middle of the street.
Now, wait a minute. Let me just stop you right there.
Yes.
You know he knew that.
Right. Yeah. That's
I don't know that he knew that because of how animated he was listening to the music.
It. That's a lie.
You thought that.
Well, it's not a lie. But
maybe he thought he was on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
I thought he wasn't paying any attention whatsoever to where he was walking because did I mention he was walking in the middle of the street?
Yeah, we got that.
Most people wouldn't do normally, right? In a street that has a fair amount of traffic. This isn't a remote country road. This is a fairly well-used thoroughfare.
People wouldn't do that so much so that if you were doing it, you would have had to have known you were doing it. That's what I would say.
I wasn't sure about that, and I had some concern. It didn't affect me. I was driving slowly enough and got around him, and I wasn't going to hit him. But I was concerned that he's walking in the middle of the street and might not be aware that he's in traffic. So I said, hey, I didn't know if you knew, but you're walking in the middle of the street. And he says to me, again, moving the earphone to hear me, he says, hey, I'm sorry about that. Thanks. You effing a-hole. He didn't really use effing or a-hole in his expression.
Right.
I say to you, appropriate response based on what I said to him?
Yes. Because?
Then the world is lost.
That may be an exaggeration.
I mean, I think that was a nice way of being saying, really, get out of the street, you idiot.
Right.
That's a nice way to say it.
Well, a guy knew what the intent was. He knew.
And I went out of my way to not say, get out of the street, you idiot. I went out of my way to not be a dick to him. I said it in a way, as it was intended, was, hey, in case you didn't know, you're walking in the middle of the street.
Well, but somebody says, oh, in case you didn't know, you're walking in the middle of the street is 99% the rest of the world's way of saying, I'm a sarcastic douchebag and I'm telling you to get out of the street.
But there's no part of your brain that thought this guy is so out of it that he really does not realize he's in the middle of the street.
I'm going to help this poor man who doesn't realize he's in the street.
Did you think that?
100%. No, not 100%. 90%. 90% I thought because of how animated he was listening to this music, I thought this dude is, I mean, I don't know if he's on drugs or what, but he's really in his own world. He is not aware of his surroundings at all.
Right.
With these headphones on, completely oblivious to traffic going by him. I'm not the only car that must have gone by him.
Right, but you're probably the only one that informed him that he was in the middle of
that
the road.
Tried to help him. Yeah, you're right.
You know, that's kind of like someone who's texting and steps off into traffic crossing a street and really is paying zero attention.
It's not quite the same as that because
they're
going in a crosswalk.
Street, but they're not paying any attention.
Right, but there's a crosswalk.
Sometimes not.
Do they not know they're in the street when they do that?
No, but maybe they're just really not paying attention. Yeah. The traffic
but they know
is
they're
coming.
In the street. Anybody who's in the street knows they're in the street.
So you, I'm going to support Bean on this one.
Would you guys have any?
If Bean said, I was trying to call him out on being a dick by saying it that way, I'm fine with that. I have no problem with it. But if you're explaining to us that you really thought maybe he didn't know.
Right. This is a good Samaritan gesture and you're trying to help a guy who doesn't know he's in the street.
I thought he was going to get hit by a car.
But if you're being a dick, it's funny. If you're
I
not,
wasn't being a dick.
Then
I wasn't being a dick when
you,
I told the
you
woman
a-hole.
You're pretty either, by the way. But do you think his response was appropriate based on what I said to him?
Yes, because anyone who knows.
Hold on. Calling me, just recapping for folks who just joined us, him calling me an effing a-hole for trying to help him not get hit by traffic
Listen,
is the appropriate response in your opinion.
He didn't know that's what you were trying to do because nobody talks like you. Nobody is you. 99% of the world, when they say, oh, in case you didn't know, you're in the middle of the street, that's a guy being a sarcastic douchebag telling someone to get the F out of the street. 99% of the world. Because you don't understand how the human race works, that's where your confusion is. He was responding to what he thinks the rest of the world is doing.
I would never in a million years have wasted my own time just to be sarcastic to a perfect stranger on the street.
I would have. I would have done that. I would have rolled down my window and said, hey, middle of the road here, buddy. You know, I would have said it that way, but not because I.
Because everyone, anybody who says anything to someone like that is saying what Kevin is saying.
So we're at the point now where if somebody says something that is sincerely trying to be helpful, most of the time it's going to be perceived as you're an a-hole.
Are you telling us that there's not 1% of you that was annoyed
right.
by the fact that this guy's walking down the middle of the street, and it was 100% you were trying to help him?
Yeah, it was all
yes,
good
I was trying to help him. It wasn't that big a deal to me to go around him, but it looked to me like he was so oblivious he might get hit by traffic. I was trying to do him a favor.
All right, you're the best. We're the worst.
And the response was, you effing a-hole.
Right.
That didn't seem appropriate to me.
That's this week's
You guys
response.
Both are saying you think that that's a reasonable response based on me trying to help him.
Yes. I don't buy the whole story is what I'm saying.
I don't buy. I don't know. I'm saying if I had said those words, I would be beat.
Why didn't you say, hey, you better be careful or you better watch out. There's a lot of traffic on this street. Or,
dude, you're going to get hit.
Dude, I'm concerned for you. Why do you say, oh, in case you didn't know, you're in the middle of the street. The very verbiage you used belies what your intent was.
I used it because literally that's what I meant was, in case you didn't know you're in the middle of the street, you are because you're not paying attention to where you are.
But that's not the
concern. But I didn't say
speech.
It in a rude
that's
or a mean
concern
way.
Concern speech.
No, but what you say, but what you say is, hey, short bus. Right? I mean, hey, guy that doesn't have any idea where he is.
Hey, clueless.
Right.
You're in the middle of the street, is what you're saying.
Yeah, we're with
you're him. You're not aware of what the delivery is of what you say and how it affects people.
By the way, tap the horn? I would have done that, maybe, even.
But better watch out. Something. Be careful. There are a lot of words that would have got across what your intent was, if that was your intent, better than the ones you chose.
Well,
you opened yourself up for F-U-Bean.
I did the best I could, obviously, on the spur of a moment, just with a few seconds to decide, and I did it in a way that I thought was not offensive, and I guess the world has just gotten much more cynical than I realized.
You are good. The world is bad. You're absolutely right.
All right, it's time. Budweiser Made in America Fest happening this weekend at the Grand Park in downtown L.A. By the way, we haven't mentioned this enough, I don't think, but everyone who wins their way into the festival also is qualified for grand prize drawing. We'll do tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. That includes two nights hotel stay, private ride to and from the show, and passes to watch the biggest K-Rock bands from the stage. So you're playing for two great prizes here. Hit it, Steve.
It's the Wheel of Celebrities, the Wheel of Celebrities. It's the Wheel of Celebrities, Wheel of Celebrities.
All right, we have a wheel. It's got some celebrities on it. Homer Simpson, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Al Pacino, Party Bus Kevin, Kristen Walken, Pat O'Brien, Vin Diesel, William Shatner, Mumford, and Bean, oddly enough.
Who is Kristen
I love
Walken.
That Kristen Walken.
She's awesome. Sexy. She is one sexy lady.
She really is. All right. So we'll go to the contestants on the line here, and I guess that we'll spin the wheel. That celebrity then will read lyrics from one of the great bands that's playing the festival this weekend. Could be Rise Against or Capital Cities, Sublime with Rome, Weezer, Imagine Dragons. But we'll give you a heads up who you're listening for. You just identify the song, and you are qualified to win the tickets. Who's our first contestant?
Our first contestant is Kristen from Los Angeles. Hi.
Hi.
Is it Kristen Walken?
Would that be weird if it was?
That would be pretty weird.
Yeah. All right, Kristen, let's spin the wheel for you, see which celebrity is going to be doing some lyrics today.
You get Homer Simpson.
Go, Homer!
Congratulations.
Hi, Homer.
Now, we give her the band, right?
Yes.
That's right. Homer, who are you going to be reading lyrics from today?
I will be reading lyrics from the band Imagine Dragons.
Imagine Dragons. All right, Kristen, up. Listen up. Just tell us.
Imagine Dragons right now. I'm flying on him. Nope. He's got big wings.
Homer, just read the lyrics,
if you don't mind.
And then you tell us, Kristen, what song Homer's doing. Good luck.
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals.
Radioactive.
Wow, your voice changed for a second there, Kristen.
I'm waking up to ash and dust.
Kristen, be careful. There's a man behind you.
It's radioactive.
Radioactive?
All right. She is in the drawing. Who's our next contestant,
Our next
please?
Contestant is Robert in Fullerton. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hi. Good.
Thank you. I'm going to spin the wheel. See, that was a good one. That felt
that
great.
That was a good spin.
That felt great. And it is Al Pacino who will be
Al.
Giving you the lyrics.
Wow. Hi, Al. Who are you going to be doing for us here?
I'll be singing a song from Weezer.
The band Weezer, okay.
Yes.
Great. Listen up, Robert.
Dear Daddy, I write you in spite of years of silence. You've cleaned up, found Jesus. Things are good, or so I hear. Ooh-ah.
I don't think there's an ooh-ah in the lyrics.
Nice.
No, I have no idea.
What? Oh, Robert, come on.
What? No idea.
Play
sorry.
It, play it.
Daddy, I write to
come on.
What?
Say it ain't so, Richard.
Oh. Say it ain't so. Wow. Say it ain't
he's
so.
I already hung up on him.
Thank you, Al.
Richard,
appreciate that.
Call back.
He's gone. No, he's gone. We're going
to
let him go.
To you, Richard.
Let him go, Al.
I don't like him. He's, hey, Dick, call back.
He's gone. We've moved on, Al. Please leave the room.
You leave the room.
Adrian from Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin and Bean. Lisa Min.
Good morning.
Sort of a weak spin.
What was that? What the hell was that?
That wasn't good. William Shatner is who's going to be reading your lyrics.
Hi, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
All right. Who are you going to be reading lyrics
reading
from today,
I'll be reading a song by Sublime with Rome.
All right.
Because I try to love you, try to hold on. The feeling that makes me fall for you. Oh, the feeling that makes me fall. Makes me fall for you.
Oh, man.
All right, Adrian, from your outpost on the moon, can you tell us what song is that, please?
Man.
I didn't feel like progress was being made.
Yeah,
I try to love you, try to hold on to. Feeling...
All right, that was called Take It or Leave It. Sorry. Okay. So far, only Chris is in the drawing, and we only have
that
time
huge
for one.
Hit, Take It or Leave It.
We only have time for one more contestant, I'm sorry to say, guys.
So
who's
it going
to be?
Paloma in Los Angeles.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Paloma.
That means dove.
Does it?
Yeah.
Sure.
And it's Party Bus Kevin. I'm sorry about that, Paloma.
Yes, Paloma is dove in Spanish. I knew that.
Yeah, Ralph just said that a minute ago.
I knew I heard it someplace.
Who? Which band are you going to be reading from here, please,
I'll
Party
be,
Bus Kevin?
I'm going to be. I'm been reading from Capital Cities.
Cities. All right, good band.
Band song of theirs. I could lift you up. I could show you what you want to see, and take you where you want to be. You could be my luck.
All right, well done.
Safe and sound.
Yeah.
Safe and sound. Nicely done.
Thank you, Party Bus Kevin.
Paloma means dove in Spanish.
Yes, I've heard that.
Paloma means dove in Spanish.
Right. I don't know why Chewbacca just stopped him, but that was my error.
All right. Kristen, not walking, is on line one. Paloma's on line four. They're both in the drawing. One of them will win her way into the Made in America Festival. Who's it going to be, Lisa?
And the winner is... It's Paloma.
Did you know Paloma in
yes,
Spanish
Party Bus Kevin.
Means,
we got it.
Means dove.
Yay, thank you so much.
Congratulations. I like your soap.
It's the Wheel of Celebrities. Wheel of Celebrities.
Thank you, Lisa. It's world famous K-Rock at 6:53.
Here's one for the guys. Women will no longer be a mystery after today's Kevin and Bean show because we have a guest coming in who will teach you the Wing Girl Method. Oh. That's on the way, plus a brand new internet roundup.
Awesome.
It's going to be sweet, sweet times once we've got chicks figured out, right, Ralph?
Finally, getting around it. I think someone would have worked on that project a little bit earlier than this.
Time now for the Showbiz Beat, though, here on a Thursday morning.
Everybody watch the True Blood finale? Did you all check
it
out?
I did.
Say goodbye to True Blood.
I haven't seen it.
The True Blood finale for me was episode one that I saw.
Oh snap!
Wow!
Oh snap!
You are bad, sir.
Well, a lot of people tuned in to say goodbye to True Blood. Someone who will truly miss the show is Jim Parrick, one of the actors from that. He tells Star Magazine that he drinks blood about twice a year.
Really?
For reals?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of blood?
I just like the way it tastes, he said.
Maybe someone's taking the role too seriously.
No kidding. Who does he... Do you know who he plays?
I do not. Huh. I do not know.
Weird.
But he's one of the actors from True Blood, and he says he likes to drink blood a couple times a year because he really likes the way it tastes.
Okay.
We had that tape from the My Strange Addiction show a while back with a woman who drank blood all the time.
Yeah, she was a blood drinker, too.
She was kind of crazy. I guess there are people
really
out there.
Blood. I don't know what it tastes like. I'm assuming it's salty. I mean, a few times, like, when I've cut myself
and
you do that, you know, you lick the blood off your eye, it tastes salty, but I don't really...
Doesn't taste like something you want to go back for more for, that's for sure.
No, I don't think so.
You need a big old glass with ice in it. You don't need that.
Vodka on the rocks?
Well, all right.
Who knows?
All right.
Maybe good.
Maybe.
Breaking news. Kendall Jenner is now just Kendall.
Okay.
Yes.
She wants to be a one-word girl.
She has released a statement, Lisa, yes, that from now on she will be known simply as Kendall.
I love that so much.
She is branding herself, and she's going to be a high-end model, and she wants to be in the class of other one-named modeling legends like Iman. So she is just Kendall now. You will refer to her as Kendall.
Doesn't she have it backwards? Doesn't she have it backwards where you have to be a successful model?
You become an icon first.
And then people call you by one name?
You don't know, man.
I don't.
She is Kendall. She is just Kendall.
Oh,
what?
Oh, you.
And her sister, Kylie, did an interview in something called V Magazine. This is a fashion magazine.
Yeah.
And they did an article on her, and they're calling her, this is the younger one.
Okay.
A social media supernova, a mogul in the making, and the world's most influential millennial. What is going on? What's happening with Kendall and the influential millennial? What? Who's writing this stuff?
I don't know.
They have the world's greatest PR people. They must.
Boy, they sure do.
For an article like that to exist about a girl we barely know is a lie.
It's getting more like communism, saying we're going to do this and do that.
Until she was dubbed the world's most influential millennial, she was previously known as the less attractive younger sister of that other one. That was her media tag.
It's not like she hasn't earned it. She did post some selfies out by the pool.
Holy sweet Jesus. Just madness. It's literally madness.
It's madness.
This will make you feel better, though. Somebody with talent's getting a break. Rivers Cuomo is just been tapped to star in a pilot for a sitcom based on his own life.
Let's have it.
Let's have it, indeed. Fox is funding a pilot for a single-camera comedy called Detour, which has two meanings there. Detour, of course, meaning when you veer off the chosen path.
Right.
And also to detour... The story is about, based on Weezer's own life, about River's own life, where he left Weezer for a while to go to school, went to Harvard, remember, to get his degree, and
he sort of
took some time off from the rock and roll stardom to pursue his life again.
That's always been super weird because, you know, you work in this industry, you try to make it as a band.
While the sun shines, right? If you're popular, you got to ride that wave.
Right, and he's like,
you know what? I'm going to walk away for a while.
Go to college.
And it's going to be about that experience, about him walking away from rock stardom to go pursue the elements of his life that were missing while he was out there touring and recording and stuff. And they're going to make a sitcom based on that story, starring
And he, did
Rivers.
You say he will star in it himself?
He will star.
How about that?
In it himself, as himself, in a semi-autobiographical sitcom. Now, I have no idea whether this will go to series or not. As I mentioned, it's just a pilot. But the show will be scripted by Steve Franks, who was the genius behind Psych. I loved that series. I thought it was very funny and entertaining. And he's a big music fan, too, Steve Franks.
Huh,
so right. I think this has the potential to be really
this might be
interesting and fun.
So, I wonder if Rivers can act.
I do not know. But if there is a role he was probably born to play, I'm guessing Rivers Cuomo would probably be it.
Yeah, true. I have to act very much.
Maybe play Kristen Walken. Maybe Kristen Walken could be his wife on the show, his co-star. Today's celebrity birthdays. Daniel Stern's 57 years old today. Weren't you just saying, Bean, he's on that show Manhattan, right?
Yeah, he's terrific. One of the stars that real good on WGN America.
That's about building the bomb, right? About the Manhattan Project? Is that what it's about?
Yeah, the scientist out in the desert working in total secrecy trying to build the atomic bomb to end World War II. It's fascinating.
Alamogordo.
That's it.
That's the town in New Mexico where they built the bomb.
All right. Yeah.
Did you know Paloma means dove?
Part of us, Kevin, was just telling us that.
I don't know that.
It's true. Huh. Jennifer Coolidge is 53 years old today. Shania Twain is 49. Jack Black is 45 years old today. Jason Priestley, also 45. Florence Welch of Florence and the Machine is 28, as is actor Armie Hammer. You know him, of course, as the Lone Ranger. He was the Winklevoss twins. In that other movie.
Social Network, right?
Yeah. 28 years old. And Alana Thompson, probably better known as Honey Boo Boo, is 9 years old today. You know, she is quickly outgrowing the cute, ugly stage.
Uh-oh.
You know, like when it's like she was like an ugly, cute, sort of portly kid and stuff. And it was kind of cute in a toddlers and tiaras kind of way. And
right.
Everything. Now she's 9, 10. She's pushing towards her tweens, you know.
It's not going well for her?
It's not going to bode well for that show. I don't think. Uh-huh. It's just going to be... It's going to be her in her 20s, breaking couches and stuff, and just sitting there. And
by then, June will be 500 pounds.
That's right. And it's just going to be about taking walls down in their homes to get them out at some point. It's going to move to the DIY channel.
Her favorite foods are sketty and butter.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Check this out, by the way. That band right there, the Arctic Monkeys, coming in Tuesday morning, playing live on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Love it. Very excited.
Love them. Speaking of playing live, if you missed the performance from Tove Lo on yesterday's show, you missed one of the best morning show performances we've ever had in the history of the show. Was she incredible?
She was great, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Could you
she
even
was
believe
amazing.
that was real and that was live and that was happening in front of our faces?
I was watching it. So,
yeah.
I knew it was happening.
but it sounded so good.
It did sound a little better than usual, yeah. Not for her, but for bands in the morning. Sometimes it's a really rough prospect.
And the interview, too, was great. And she's charming and lovely and Swedish and pretty and nice and talented. And
you can take
see
it
the
easy.
Whole, I'm just saying.
She walking down the middle of the road?
People should go to krock.com or kevinandbean.com and see the video and the interview because it's well worth it. Catch up on some Tove Lo.
323-520 AFRO. 24 hours a day, it's there for you to leave messages insulting us.
Hey guys, if you could just play that moment with Kevin about the terrorist situation like 3-4 more times, my life would be complete.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
It's weird to see people jump from I'm not positive what the answer is to it must be, you know, infallible word of God or, you know, and the terrorists. You know, situations or UFOs, you go, it's unidentified, so it must be alien. You go, no. It's just maybe a question that we'll never know the answer to.
That was
a one-man show.
With Kevin.
That's more than a moment, though. Don't we need, like, a new category of a half hour?
I know it's only August. Could we have heard the moment with Kevin of 2014? Could that be it?
Is it
possible he will top that?
I certainly hope you have, because I do not want to do... A better slash worse one than that.
It was amazing.
Yeah. This guy very upset about something in his life.
I understood what Kevin was saying. Does that mean I'm special too?
That is so sad. If you speak, Kevin, you're going down the wrong path.
We were talking about people who are creating apps.
I created an app. It's called Wieners for Lisa.
You turn on the app, and then if it engages your camera. You take a picture of your wiener, and then it automatically sends it to Lisa. So it avoids that whole step of having to address an email or text to Lisa and then take the picture, because who's got that kind of time?
Who does have that kind of time?
You know, it's a lot of people have that kind of time.
Do they?
Apparently.
How about that?
Hey, Lisa May, I heard you eat a lot of chocolate. And chocolate.
I'm uncomfortable with the tone of this conversation.
I don't want any more chocolate.
Lisa with the chocolate challenge. How about a peanut challenge?
Oh, come on.
Hey, by the way, C sent me an enormous box of chocolates.
Where is it?
Yes.
They heard about that?
Yes, they did. And they also sent a letter that said the reason they don't put a map of what the chocolates are in each box is because they like to change them up from time to time. Who's from the president of C's?
What is happening?
That's impressive customer service.
It
Thank
is.
You, C's.
They
That's very
awesome.
Cool of you.
Yeah, where is it? I don't see the box.
Yeah, didn't make it here.
Oh, really? A giant
so
box
sorry.
Didn't make it here. Wow.
Nope.
We came up with what I think is a genius plan. I believe it was Ralph's plan yesterday that we're going that we are going to give away for one lucky listener breakfast with Bean. And he's very excited about it as well.
Hello. I want to go enter the contest to have breakfast with Bean. You know why? I've got a book. It's got nothing but maps. Yes. And I have breakfast at IHOP every Tuesday also. Oh, I've also got a book full of lists we could look at. And one time, I saw a pretty girl, and I said hello, and she slapped me. So we have that in common. So please enter me in the I Want to Have Breakfast with Bean contest. Thank you.
Bean, you could find your new best friend.
That's right.
You don't know.
I'm all filled up over here.
With what? With what? You're like watching the NASA channel, which doesn't exist anymore. I don't know what you do with your time, but that wasn't the only person interested.
Bean, you mother f***. I want to have breakfast with you.
A little sexy, a little scary.
Yeah.
I don't know
yeah.
which way to go with that
could
one.
Could be fun.
Another person interested.
What?
Yeah, definitely want to have breakfast with Bean. Definitely want to have breakfast with Bean. IHOP on Tuesdays, right? IHOP on Tuesdays. Definitely want to have IHOP on Tuesdays. Then Bean can be my wingman. Definitely Bean's going to be my wingman. Because I can't pick up girls as smoothly as he can. I don't know what to say, but he knows what to say. You're pretty. Definitely say you're pretty. Definitely say you're pretty. So I want to have breakfast with Bean. Definitely want to have breakfast with Bean.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun.
If you can't tell us apart by our voices, please don't feel bad, because no one can. It's something that has been happening our entire careers. Everybody attributes what Bean says to me and what I say to him, and it's just become part of life. But this guy thinks he's figured it out.
My wife always gets you guys confused, and I used to describe Kevin as the guy who was stupid, dumb, and absurd, and I used to describe Bean as creepy, weird, and Seattle. But listening to the podcast, I think I'm going to change it up to Kevin is now going to be described as the puppet, and Bean is now going to be described as the guy who got DP'd by Weird Al.
I don't like any of this. None of these calls are welcome today.
That went south so fast.
It sure did.
Another description. This isn't you. This is me. It really is. This phone line now is just to insult us.
Yes.
Why do we have it?
And to hit on Lisa. That's the only use for the Afro line now.
Kevin reminds me of an MMA fighter who's past his prime, and we just keep throwing him out there. And every time he keeps getting knocked out, I think it's time we put him down.
It does seem like if there was any human decency in the world, somebody would stop the fight, doesn't it?
It's weird to see people jump from, I'm not positive what the answer is, to it must be, you know, infallible word of God, or, you know, and terrorists, or, you know, situations, or UFOs. You go, it's unidentified, so it must be alien.
She took the time to either memorize or write that nonsense down.
Impressive. I love her.
Come on.
Kevin, what in the hell? It must be terrorist. It must be unidentified. I cannot. What the hell are you doing? Can we please hear that again?
No.
Please.
No.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
It's weird to see people jump from I'm not positive what the answer is to It must be, you know, infallible word of God, or, you know, in the terrorist, you know, situation, or UFOs. You go, it's unidentified, so it must be alien. You go, no. It's just maybe a question that we'll never know the answer to.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
An answer to your question is that maybe the number one of the year. I'll probably hurt myself if I do one worse.
Okay.
I mean, that's...
Keep trying, though, man. Don't ever give up.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:25.
Thanks, Kev.
Yep.
People
it's
are
an epidemic,
in a hurry.
You guys.
People
it's
are
an
in
epidemic.
A rush.
It's happening.
People are in a rush. That's true.
It's happening all the time. I'm sure you've heard somebody talk about how they got to go visit the fam. I'm sure that you've been jelly when you've heard about that.
The rents are coming
or
over.
Or the rents to have a delish meal. It's happening everywhere. It's happening all the time.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
Totes ridiculous.
And yesterday on the show, I think we hit the tipping point. It was coming at us left and right. We couldn't get away from it. First of all, we were playing some of that terrible red carpet coverage that E! Had
right.
ahead of the Emmys on Monday. And remember Juliana Rancic, that little lollipop with the alien head?
Yes. Yeah.
She was on interviewing Taylor Schilling from Orange is the New Black, and this exchange happened. Listen to the end of this clip.
Hi, Taylor Schilling. How are you, sweetie? Taylor Schilling, yes. Hi. How are you, Gorge?
How are you, Gorge? Gorge.
How are you, Gorge?
She said. So then we survive that. We pick ourselves up. We dust ourselves off. We try to put it out of our mind. We try to go back to work. And then we're doing the little show. And then we play a commercial for an outstanding sponsor here on K-Rock, Mercedes. Who doesn't love Mercedes? But our own Kat Corbett says this in the ad.
But now you're past college and you're trying to look profesh.
Ugh.
Oh my God.
Sweet Jesus.
Hi, Kat.
Let me ask you guys a question, including Kat. Did this come about because of Twitter? Because you have to limit the number of characters? Or was it before that?
It was before that.
It was before. Okay.
Yeah, it was before Twitter.
I only have 60 seconds in a commercial, okay?
Whatevs. So. You know?
Obvi. But when you go from profesh to professional, honestly, Kat,
that a null takes up a good 45 seconds.
How much time do you really think you're saving to not use the entire word professional?
This is why you guys called me.
Yeah,
this is hour.
Yeah, you deserve to be awakened at this hour because of this sin that you've.
We told Kat yesterday we wanted to talk to her in the morning, and you would have thought that we were asking her if we could talk to her at midnight.
Like we're asking for an organ.
But we want to hear from somebody who actually does this, who actually uses this kind of language to get the. We're trying to understand the mindset of it because to us, it doesn't seem to save much time.
So what's the haps?
What's the haps indeed?
Why do you talk that way?
I don't do it all the time, though.
Why do you do it any time?
Because I only have 60 seconds, and NO is 42 seconds long.
I don't buy that for a minute. What really, why do people do this? Since you do it, tell us why.
I have no idea. I really don't. I always thought it was just because of Twitter and your limited, and also because of texting.
Right, so you don't want to spell everything out. I can see that.
But your voice isn't texting or Twitter, right?
It is weird when it makes the leap into how you talk, though. People for a while would say LOL.
Some
or JK
do.
Or whatever,
and
right?
Those people should be murdered. We all agree with that.
Kat, it's not that you're not adorb. Don't get us wrong here. It's just when you say something is profesh, it kind of takes me out of the message because now I'm not thinking about how awesome a Mercedes is. Now I'm thinking about what's wrong with my friend Kat Corbett.
Yeah. Right, and we're all in a different sitch. You know?
Match.
We can't have that.
I really thought this was going to be about my mother. So
that's a whole
really
other problem.
That's a whole other issue
problem.
We don't have time for here today.
But she does have to be put down, though. We all agree on that, right?
She is in creds. I'll give you that.
We're not talking about your rents right now. Or your fam.
Well, what did I tell you on Twitter yesterday, Kat, when you were nervous about what this might be? I said, I want you to spend some time thinking about what you've done. And now that we've had this talk, I want you to continue to think about what you've done and think about the fact that words have meanings and what you're putting out there. I mean, it's hurting people, Kat. It's hurting us.
I'm going to go into K-Rock today and make an edit where I will say the entire word, if that makes
that
sense.
Would make us,
ladies and gentlemen.
That would make us totes haps. All right, now can you,
you
go back to sleep?
You are such a profesh.
Can you go back to sleep for like 2 hours and then get up and come in and do your show?
I hope so.
All right, Gorge, good luck. Thanks, Kat. All right, I think it might be fun, by the way, because this really is, Ralph, I think you yesterday, I mean, you were legitimately upset by
it makes
this,
me insane.
On the radio.
It really does. Like, I don't have no idea. I have no idea why, but it really gets under my skin.
That's. It was funny how angry you got, and maybe it's because I have kids that I hear this a lot. It doesn't really. It doesn't affect me the same way. It doesn't make me angry.
It doesn't. When someone talks that way, if you hear it on television, it doesn't immediately put a stamp of stupid on their forehead.
But it did in the clip being played.
I think it does. George. Anytime anyone uses that those words, you just sound like a dope.
Really? But we all know Kat, and we know she's not, though.
That's
so
what
she's
makes
doing
me
it for
frustrated.
Some
That's
other
why
reason.
This is unforch.
Yeah. When the Kardashians talk that way, you say...
The Kardashians.
Well, they're of course, they're idiots. They're morons.
Right. That's true. Natch.
But when there's people who you know are college-educated and have good vocabularies and articulate people, when they fall down that rabbit hole of this sort of... bogus language is just infuriating.
You're positive you're not just jelly?
I'm totes not jelly.
I know that you felt better getting it off your chest. Why don't we open up the phones to people who can call in and they can tell us the one that drives them crazy?
Oh, that would be
hilarious. The profession is the one that put you over the edge. But I bet there are a lot of people out there who have somebody in their circle of friends or family that uses these terms that just gets under their skin every time they hear it.
Probably overuses. That's where you're going to run into trouble is people who say it all the time.
Yeah.
Instead of just occasionally.
It is the hallmark of sort of a dope, though. I mean, even remember that Jack in the Box commercial? They had that intern supposedly worked with Jack, and she was like, "That's Abdorbs or something." He's like, "A bull." Like he kept correcting her, finishing the rest of the word.
Yeah,
because you just seem like a dope when you go around talking.
You're
like
really emotional about this.
let's open up the phones. 1-800-520-1067. Somebody that you know that you have to work with or live with. Their vocab drives you crazy. We want to hear what's the word that they shorten that just drives you up a wall. We'll take your calls next right after this on K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 740.
Frequent Kevin and Bean listener and contributor Christian writes in, I am with Ralph. It is super annoying when people abbreviate words when they talk. It makes them seem like wannabe hipster douchebags. Is it hipster?
Yeah.
Is that what you get also, Ralph?
I think there is definitely a hipster factor and sort of like a we're the hip cool gang. This is our language. This is how we talk.
Is it possible they're just a little cray?
It may be cray, too. Cray, cray, for all I know.
If you're just joining us, Ralph was talking about how it's totes annoy when he hears somebody shorten a word like, fam or adorb or something like that. Sean could not hold, but he's an English teacher from Huntington Beach, and he talked to Dave off the air and said
that. Can you imagine being an English teacher with
he
this
says
going on?
It's a huge problem. Kids write that way now, too, using that terminology on essays, and then parents are getting upset when they receive failing grades. But he's like, look, it's not English.
Yeah.
Those aren't words.
They're less than words.
That's unfortunate. He is the guy, though, who has to draw the line in the sand.
He has to tell people
that's his
you
job.
Need to use the real language.
All right. So we thought it might be fun to take some calls here at 1-800-520-1067. Kat saying profesh in a commercial yesterday as well. Drove him over the edge.
I think she's trying to sound hip in that commercial. That's
you
what
do?
Kind of bugged me. Yeah,
she's like, not like that.
I think
like,
she was trying to be funny.
I do too.
Yeah,
let's go to let's go to Dalton.
Every level then.
Up first, he's line two. He's in Lake Forest, and I think he's calling with one that we've all heard. Hi, Dalton. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, sir.
How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to say when I went up to school to hear all the sorority girls talking about how they couldn't wait to go on vacay. I just wanted to throw.
Oh, vacay's a big
that
one.
Is
yeah,
huge.
That was one of the early ones, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Vacay was early shortening.
Now, let me ask you guys this. Thank you for the call, Dalton. Let me ask you this. Since vacay has been around for a number of years now, has it become acceptable to anybody?
No. It still sounds horrible.
It's still not vacation, is it?
No, it's not.
Let's go to Redlands. Lauren is up next. She's on line three.
Hi, Lauren.
Hey, people. Hey, Lisa May.
Hi there.
So, my little sister is in seventh grade, and she consistently tells me that I look perf. P-E-R-F.
Perfect. That's a compliment.
Are you perforated? You have holes in you?
I'm perfect. I'm not in the face the first time.
Perfect.
But she's giving you a compliment.
Half a compliment, Kevin.
Oh, just half, yeah. You don't look perfect. You just look perf.
Perf.
That's like halfway to perfect.
Oh, my God. It drives me nuts.
All right.
Do you think does it because all her friends do it and that's just their speak?
Natch. And my older, or my other little sister, who's in senior year of high school, encourages her. And I'm like, stop.
Well, yeah, stop. Of course. She encourages her because they get a reaction out of you.
Yeah, she's just jelly.
Oh, God.
Hey, what about Fridge? Everybody uses Fridge, right?
I think that's...
That's pretty acceptable.
I think that's been around long enough that it's become a word.
Yeah, yeah. I think so, too.
It's become a word. Let's go to another Lauren. She's on line four. She's in Long Beach, by the way.
Hi, Lauren.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Thanks. What do you got for us?
I have two.
All right.
I have Fam Bam. I swear to God, if I get one more birthday card with Fam Bam on it.
Fam Bam. Fam Bam. What's Bam?
I don't know. It's like a cute little... Cute
wait, how is it being used?
Like, hey, guys, you know, love your Fam Bam. Like, love your family.
Like your friends and Fam Bam?
Yeah.
Oh,
what
Lauren.
The hell?
No, you need to take that person out.
Yeah, seriously.
Really? Because I think it's Presh.
Really?
All right, and you got another one for us, too? You said you had two?
Yeah, I heard in context, I heard rando, and, you know, good old Urban Dictionary, I looked it up, and I'm like, WTF, like, what's that? It's random. Just without the M. Rando.
So you save zero time with rando.
So you're
rando.
Just lopping off one letter.
That is totes yeah, rando. Like,
those rando guys checking us out. I'm like,
oh my God.
It's
rando. Oh,
that's got to be so ox.
What? Just hearing you talk like someone else makes me want to kill them and you. It's not your fault. It's just the words.
It's disgusting.
I'm glad you called. Thank you. No one is going to believe me, but I swear to God, line five is another Lauren. This one's in Topanga.
Oh, my God. Somebody Lauren's talk this way.
Three Lauren's
is this a
row.
Lauren thing? Did we find out where it started?
Maybe so.
The people named Lauren. Hi, Lauren.
I just call him Ren. Hi, Ren.
Hi. No, do not call me Ren.
By the way, Ralph, you joke, Ralph, but wasn't Mick Jagger's girlfriend that just died this year? Wasn't she? Her name was Ren. Did everybody call her Ren, and her name was really Lauren?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm. I think so. All right. What's going on with you, Lauren?
Well, not much. So, first of all, let's not forget the original offender, Hubby, and then people short it to Hub.
Oh, Hubby, by the way, I think, like Fridge.
Yeah.
Is kind of grandfathered in.
It has been sort of grandfathered in. But you're right. It is awful.
I don't like it.
You're right. It's awful.
Well, you don't have to like it, but is it?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
The one that I'm actually calling about is my best friend from college called me her Bee Fry.
Nope. Bee Fry meaning best friend?
Yep, like B-E, the first two letters of best, and F-R-I, the first three letters of friend.
Beef.
Oh, my gosh.
But that's like...
It's awful. And I pulled it out to her and said, would you like to continue to be my best friend? She'll say something like, well, what about Biffer? Like, BFF.
What about you need a new friend?
Yeah, how about best friend?
Yeah, how about best friend?
Or just Lauren. Just call me by my name and stop making up things.
That's exactly. Unbelievable.
You have a horrible
Thank
friend.
You very much. Hey, you I know we're almost bestie. Out of time. We got to squeeze in Chris on line two because this is one that has been around for a long time but still annoys the hell out of me, and I'm curious what you guys think. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Kevin A. Bean. Hey, Lisa May.
Hi.
Hey, yeah, Cali drives me crazy, man.
Why does that drive me crazy, too?
It's ridiculous.
Cali.
Because it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
It's horrible.
I hate it.
It's ridiculous.
I hate it.
You hate it, too, Ralph?
Yes.
We don't live in Cali, and then there's anything that comes out of Lightning's mouth drives me
crazy. That's true.
Lightning is the biggest offender for almost all of these.
Make him stop doing commercials.
I don't like Cali. I don't like SoCal either. I don't know anyone
don't
who says SoCal.
It bugs me too.
Oh, SoCal.
And I don't like Frisco while we're on the subject,
like
by the way.
I don't like any of you people or anything you say. Gotta be honest, that last round of calls was a good sesh.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, Thursday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, a relationship coach, Marnie Kinross, joins us in studio, the creator of the Wing Girl Method. I don't need it.
You
obviously.
Need it more than anyone on the planet.
I've got women figured out.
Well,
but for
as long
you
as
guys,
you like them saying F you, then you do have them figured
right.
out.
But for the guys who may still need some help, Marnie will be coming in to help us out, coming up right after the top of the hour. First, though, we're up here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Suge Knight's out of the hospital. Damn, I was just going to go over and drop off a fruit basket.
Were you?
I don't know what to do with this now. He's out of the hospital after he was shot six times at a pre-VMA party in Beverly Hills.
It's not a very good shot. I know that's not the point of this conversation, but...
No, whoever the gunman was right. Sort of weak-ass.
Right.
Unless it was a pellet gun or something.
Six
I don't know
shots.
What's going down. And how do you miss Bieber, who's at the same party, by the way?
Yeah.
Bad choice of targets. He will not need any physical rehab. I guess he's just fine. I think he just pooped out the bullets. I think that's what it was probably. And then
amazing. Amazing.
And then he just moved on. But it wasn't a big deal at all.
I'm good.
I'm good, too.
Now, Kevin, you're still on the record saying you're glad Mr. Knight got shot and you hope it happens again, if I recall correctly.
Yikes.
I don't believe I said that.
I don't believe Kevin said
I
that
I do not
either.
Believe so.
Nope.
I love him.
As do we all. So say we all. Look for a lot of Ramones projects over the next few years. Now that they've all passed on, apparently everybody's jumping on board to pay homage to the legendary punk band.
Why couldn't they? Is that because there's no one left standing to stop the projects? Is that what's
happening?
No,
I think it's because now that they're all gone, their profile, in fact, has been raised because everyone's talking about their passing. Does that make any sense?
You know,
now that they're all gone, they're even more high profile because everyone keeps talking about how great they were and what a shame it is they're all gone.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But
there's always
like,
that bounce. Like when Michael Jackson passed away, his records went through the
roof.
Yeah,
exactly. And that's the case now. Now there's no more original Ramones left. Looks like there's going to be a documentary about their life in 2016.
Ooh.
There's going to be a remastered re-release of all their music that same year. I guess that'll be the 40th anniversary of the group's self-titled debut album. So that's the reason they're doing it then. There's going to be a book in the works, a play, a Broadway show, and a movie, a fictional movie about the story of the Ramones, directed by Martin Scorsese, apparently all in the works.
Wow.
So, for you Ramones fans, there's going to be a lot to talk about very soon.
What happened to Amy Winehouse?
I think she passed away, Rodney.
Different conversation.
Thanks for bringing that up. Magic Mike, the sequel to Magic Mike, it's happening. And they've got a release date. You know, I love the early release dates.
Oh, good. Let me know.
July 1st, 2015.
2015.
Circle
July
your calendar.
1st. Does anyone here have a calendar that you use that you've written anything in for 2015?
No, I don't have a 2015 calendar yet.
I mean, I would, if you were getting married or something, maybe
you would.
If you
were going to get married,
sure. No,
sure. Probably not. Lisa did, by the way. Just one thing.
It's an annual check, and I wanted to make sure.
Okay, all right.
Got it. That's it.
I understand why they set these release dates. I know the movie companies need to know what they're doing 2, 3, sometimes 4, 5 years into the future. I get that. I don't understand why they make it a press release and why they tell the public.
Maybe just talking about
it. Because
we
can't do anything with that information.
Is that to let other movie companies know?
Well, there's ways to do that, I think, between...
Internally.
Internally, where you don't have to make it a press thing.
Yeah.
And then the news... Consequently, I can't understand why the newspapers pick it up and then make a story out of it, and they run it. And now here I
can't figure out why you're reporting it.
But at least Ralph,
become news. I've been fooled. I've been flummoxed. I've been suckered into thinking that this is news somehow. Here I am reporting it.
But at least that's only 10 months out. Sometimes you come in here with 2017, 2018 stuff.
I know, and I do it sort of as a joke, but sort of also as like, well, this is news for this project, I guess.
It would be for that project.
I'm going to stop doing that now. It just dawned on me how ridiculous that all
is. But something like as big as Star Wars or something like that, maybe it's worth...
But even that...
Yeah, I agree.
We got nothing, and it's not going to sneak up on us.
If you're not...
It's not like we're going to see it coming down the pike.
If we're not within a year of that project, we don't need to know.
All right. I will no longer talk about it. And Lady Gaga showed up at a Queen Adam Lambert show yesterday in Sydney, Australia.
Natch?
I don't think you'd expect that if you're going to see Queen and Adam Lambert in concert. Lady Gaga to walk out on stage.
Oh, I thought you meant she went to...
No, she came out on stage, sang with the band. Came out in that huge curly wig she's wearing, that Cher wig, and a black jumpsuit and stilettos. And she and Adam Lambert sang Another One Bites the Dust together. Now, people are saying, oddly, she did not stick around for the Queen hit Radio Gaga. Remember that song? Radio Goo Goo, Radio Gaga.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
That's where she got her name from.
That would have been
really?
A nice moment to have her sing that on stage with the band.
Lady Gaga took her name from the song Radio Gaga by Queen.
How about that?
But she did not stick around for that. You two are... Don't make me come over there, because I will slap you both down.
Did you see how hard we were working for that clip?
With the Kabuki Theater that you two are doing over there while I'm trying to do the showbiz beat.
But it's such a good clip that
But why is everyone waving their arms around and yelling at each other and pushing each other back and forth?
I don't know.
Why is there this
shooting up flares at one point.
Mime act going on while I'm trying to get through these stories.
We're not good at communicating.
You have no idea how distracting that can be.
Do you want to hear a clip of the show?
You have a clip of Lady Gaga performing with Queen? Is that what you're saying?
Sure.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right, I'll accept your apology right now. All right, that wasn't worth it.
Lady Gaga sounds gassy.
That's a hand farter, by the way. We couldn't remember if we listed it under fart or hand or queen.
Well, I'm glad you two were throwing punches at each other and wrestling, and there
didn't mean to be
something
so
thrown around.
Didn't mean to be so distracting.
It looked like you were landing a plane.
My bad.
Oh, that's going to be on you.
That's
You're
going to
take that one?
My bad. Sorry.
You can at least blame Muggs. He was involved.
Muggs
right?
is bad.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Daniel Stern's 57 years old today. Jennifer Coolidge is 53. Shania Twain's 49. Jack Black and Jason Priestley both celebrate their 45th birthdays today. Florence Welch of Florence and the Machine is 28 years old, as is actor Armie Hammer. And Honey Boo Boo is 9 years old today.
She's only 9.
She's only 9. She's just a 9-year-old girl.
Her favorite foods are sketty and butter.
That is true. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Relationship coach Marnie the Wing Girl making her triumphant return to the Kevin and Bean Show right now on K-Rock. Apparently, every 10 years we have you in, whether we want it or not. Right, Marnie?
Exactly. I love that. Well, this
Has it really been 10 years
since
we've seen you?
It's been 10 years. And it's been 10 years actually since I started my business. It was the week after I started my company that I was on your show.
That's when we first talked to you.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was
that?
Like, why do you guys want to talk to me? I've only been around for a week. Now I'm 10 years in, so
we'll
I've got real
anyone.
Information.
So,
yeah, I'm desperate.
I'm really looking forward to this, and we're delighted to see you again. There's a lot of ground to cover, but what is your business? How do you describe your business to people when, I mean, nobody knows what the Wing Girl method is.
So you're asking for my elevator pitch. So what
What
I do is I coach men on how to understand women. So they
Which, of course, is entirely impossible.
But that's what everybody always says. That's,
because
it's not.
It's entirely impossible.
It's not, as you'll see on my website, winggirlmethod.com.
Nice
done. So that you can attract women. Seduce women, date women, and get the women they want without being jerks and without being wimps.
But aren't you, and I'm sure you get asked this all the time, aren't you now a traitor to your own people by giving up the secrets?
No, I think there's a lot of great men out there that have no clue what to do and get eliminated immediately. And then we go, why aren't there any great men out there? Where are they?
Exactly. Exactly.
So
the
they
thing
shoot
is that
themselves in the foot before they ever get started, and you don't even give them a chance.
Well, the thing is that the men, most of the men that I work with, you don't even know they exist because they don't approach. Instead, the guys who are super cocky or super aggressive or arrogant, those are the ones that are coming up and approaching you.
And then you go, all men suck because of those people.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But I work with amazing men.
But you understand, because these are your clients, these are the guys you work with that you get to know, and you pretend to like them for a fee. But you can see,
exactly.
But you can see that some of these guys are really, really good guys. What's stopping them from making that first step?
It's that thing in their head that tells them that they shouldn't be doing it, they can't do it, and they're ultimately going to fail. If they do, try.
So they don't try because they're afraid of failure.
Yeah. And
confidence. It's a lack of confidence.
It's funny because you probably picture the people that work with me to be a certain type of person, but they're not really like the people that you're picturing. Like a lot of people think, oh, it must be like horrible men that you're working with or complete losers. They're not. They're absolutely the most amazing men who just have to tweak a few things. And I work with hundreds of thousands of people every single year who come to my website and gather my information. So there's definitely curiosity out there. It's not like they need a million things to be worked on. Some of them just need small answers about how women work.
This has been super frustrating to us as well, because we've done a lot of singles parties. And we'll have a singles party where everybody there, you know that they're a Kevin and Bean fan, you know that they're single.
Yeah.
Right, they're pre-screened, they're single, they're available, they already have something in common, and they're being put together in an easy situation where they can meet and talk to someone.
You've got a leg up. You know a couple of things going in. And they will come to us at the end of the night and go, there's no good women. There's no good men.
Because they don't approach. They don't go after it.
Unfathomable to us. We started saying, no, that's on you. You're telling me there's no one here good? That's on you.
Well, you should be the Wing Girl and go around with them and introduce everybody.
How can I be a Wing Girl?
Well, you could be a weak boy. Okay. But it's funny because the way that I started my business, I was at a singles mixer at a rabbi's house. Really, really random.
Okay.
Because like, that's the best place to meet other people. But
was this pre-J-Date? Is that what we're talking about?
No, it was during J-Date, but I don't even remember why I was there. But my friend that I was with was newly single, and she wanted to get some attention. I had just met my husband a month before, so I was window shopping.
Okay.
And we went to the singles mixer, and nobody was talking to each other. Like, literally, it was like a junior high dance where boys were on one side, girls were on the other. So I started grabbing men and pulling them to talk to women. And they would have ended up saying the same thing at the end of the night. There's nobody here to meet. But they never really gave it the opportunity because they were keeping to themselves.
And then when you pulled them over, were their eyes open?
Was making out by the end of the night with one of the guys that I introduced her to. People were exchanging phone numbers.
Nicely done.
And that's when I went home and said, I want to do this for a living. What if I was a wing girl?
Now, do you also advise women who are part of the problem, who are maybe putting up the wrong kinds of walls that are preventing nice guys from approaching them? Because I'm sure there are an awful lot of women, and we hear this all the time from guys, who just make themselves appear unattainable.
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually just wrote a book called That's Not How Men Work, because I've learned a lot of information about men for the past 10 years that I didn't know.
There's not that much information out there.
Right, it's like a really short book.
Yeah, I mean, really. Pretty simple to figure out.
But that's the thing. It's because we're not so simple.
No,
it's
you're
really
not.
Hard for us to understand. And mainly the advice that I'm giving is stop blocking yourself off. Help contribute or help be a part of the approach and interaction. So, for example, I was my sister-in-law is newly divorced, and she called me a couple of weeks ago. And she said, Marnie, I'm on a date with this guy, and I met him before, and we had great conversations. I wanted to go on a date with him, but now he keeps talking about himself, not asking me any questions. What do I do, or what's wrong with him? And I said, most likely he's nervous, or he's an arrogant fool, but most likely he's nervous, and he's been told that if there's an awkward silence, he's failed and he's going to lose the attraction from you. So here's what you do.
So he feels like he has to fill in
fill the space.
Wow.
Yeah, and then you get trapped in your head, because you know when you're concentrating on an outcome, you don't actually participate in the moment. So I said to her, if you like this guy, go back to the table, put your hand on his wrist, and just look him in the eye and smile, which is signaling, I'm here too, I'm in this, and I'm enjoying what we're doing. That's like an overt sign.
Say even a word in that
situation. No. And she did that, and then she texted me afterwards and said, your voodoo magic worked. We had an amazing time. Because that's all that he needed to calm down was the recognition from her that she's also enjoying the day, or a sign saying, I'm having a good time. Let's enjoy ourselves, and you know,
took a little bit of the pressure off of him.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he knew that what he was doing was working, and he didn't have to keep feeling like he was walking uphill.
Exactly. And I keep finding that to all of my female friends now, instead of doing the typical like comforting them when they're talking about their boyfriend or husband issues, I'm now saying that's not how men work. That's not how men work. That's why I wrote the book, because I want women to know how men work. And I'm not a man, so I don't know 100% in every situation how they work. But I do know that in the attraction game, there is a lack of communication happening and misunderstanding from both sexes.
Well, we have many, many more questions. Marnie the Wing Girl is here on the Kevin and Bean Show, making her once every 10 years appearance on the program. She does have a podcast called Ask Women, which is available on iTunes and podcastone.com. And you can see her website at winggirlmethod.com. Now, the book you mentioned is not out yet,
It's not out yet. It'll be out in a month.
Okay,
it'll be in a month, right? Marnie is our guest. We'll return right after this with more on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Dr. Drew, just after 9 this morning here on K-Rock with his weekly visit to the show. Right now, relationship coach Marnie is in studio with us. She is the creator of the Wing Girl Method, winggirlmethod.com, her Ask Women podcast available on iTunes and podcastone.com. Hey, we're going to take some calls from listeners who have relationship questions for you along the lines of what we're talking about here at 1-800-520-1067. But let me ask you this. So many people, maybe even more than 50% now, who get together and get married and meet online. It's the most common way that people meet now.
Yeah.
Yet it also seems to be a dead end for a lot of people who don't know how to do it right. I'm sure you get asked a lot of questions about the proper way to woo a woman online. What can you share with us about that?
Well, this is the thing. So I have this program that is about mastering online dating, and with it comes a profile analysis. So I get to see all the mistakes that people do make.
So
which
you
is
check
really,
on their profile and say, here are some problems.
Yeah, and then I'll see what they're emailing to women as well, and it's just like it's a complete mess. It's horrible.
Well, what are they doing? What are guys? What's what are the big mistakes that men listening may be making that's making it not work out for them?
Well, a big mistake that they make in conversation as well as online is they just speak in statements, right? So when women speak to you, or when they're reading something, they want to actually feel something about you. And if you just have simple statements like, I like dogs, I like water skiing, running in the park is fun, it doesn't really paint a picture. That's literally a profile that I met yesterday.
Really?
Oh, it was horrible. I'm a biophysicist, and all this whole long list of things, and there's nothing behind it. So I tell guys when they're in conversation in real life, or if they're even online, that they have to give the why behind why they've made a statement. And you can use a cheat word like because the word because helps you to expand on what you're saying.
Because.
And that's a simple way of doing it for right now if you're not some like amazing, eloquent writer. But that's a big mistake that I see guys making and in their initial emails too.
Do you think that guys are always looking for the quote perfect line?
Absolutely.
And does that doesn't exist?
No.
Right?
The thing is that like I had this one guy who wrote his profile, and I wrote back to him and I just said, are you trying to make somebody think something about you? It just feels so icky to me and inauthentic. And because he would write back emails to me that were so real, and I'd be like, this is the person I want to see in your profile. Why are you representing yourself this way? And he said, well, I want to be seen as the, oh my God, I have to talk to this guy. And like, you can't fake that on your profile. You can't try to make somebody think that. You have to show why you're interesting and that you're interested in yourself, in your profile. And that should be interesting enough for somebody who's reading your profile. And there's other like little tips and tricks and techniques that you can use to engage women online. But the biggest mistake I see is that men do not expand on what they're saying.
What about penis pictures? Are those cool or thumbs yes. up or thumbs down?
Yes, thumbs up. That's your profile okay. picture.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you from all angles.
All right.
Don't even put your face. Yeah, no, just your penis.
I'm not sure I have all angles, but I'll, the ones I have.
Marty, in the 10 years that you have been a relationship coach, have you seen any difference in the, I don't want to use the word aggression, that's not the right word, but in the women taking the initiative towards the relationship? Are we still living in the 14th century where the guy has to make all of the early moves to get a relationship up and running?
Okay, there's a little bit of a difference happening. There are women who are being more assertive. They're asking for what they want, which I think is just the most amazing thing in the entire world because they're not putting it completely on the man's shoulders. But ultimately, I think that women want men to be men and men want women to be women. So I do think that most of the responsibility falls on men. So we are stuck in the
1400s. And we don't handle that well.
No, and the thing is, it's hard to handle it well. It's so confusing right now for men. And this is what some women do get mad at me for, because I talk about like male empowerment, mm-hmm. is that it's very confusing for men. They don't know who or what they're supposed to be. I had this one guy who wrote into me and said, you know, for so long, I was told to be really nice. Then I was told to be a jerk. And then I was told that women hate jerks. And I would hear the women in my household talk about scumbags and dogs and all these horrible things that men would do. And I think it really scares men off from taking any action whatsoever. So I think that with female empowerment has really come male confusion about how they're supposed to proceed without being creepy or without being too aggressive with women.
Is it just confidence?
That's absolutely.
That's
a horrible thing to say.
And knowledge, too. Confidence and knowledge.
But that could be shown, the confidence could be shown the wrong way and being an a-hole.
Exactly.
The right way.
Exactly. The main thing that I talk about with the Wing Girl Method and that all of my programs are based in is that you have to turn yourself on before you can ever turn a woman on. If you don't like yourself, how is a woman going to like you? So if you're approaching, you're thinking, oh, I'm going to fail. I'm going to fall on my face. I'm not good enough. And you're approaching this woman, she's going to read that from you right away. And that's what women call creepy. It's that feeling they get from somebody who doesn't really value themselves.
Interesting.
So they're not giving themselves even a chance and they're just throwing whatever at you.
Yeah. And so what I do in all of my programs, all my coaching, on my website, is I teach men how to be stronger versions of themselves so they love themselves, but they're not too arrogant. It's
right.
like about being There's proud of who you are rather than being like cocky about who you are.
We're going to take some phone calls. We're going to take a quick break and take some phone calls from you, the Kevin and Bean listener, who have a question for Marnie. You're in a trap, or you're trying something and it's not working, or you tried something and you thought it would work and it didn't. Maybe Marnie can help understand why. You can give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. Let me ask you one quick thing before we break, and that is a lot of relationships end up being between people who were not immediately attracted to each other. And I always think
that's
such a... Okay, good example. Okay. Yeah. I always think that that's such a curse that we rely so much on first impressions. Like Kevin was talking about the singles parties that we have where a woman will look around the room and she'll go, no, none of those guys are my type, so therefore there's nobody here who's acceptable to me. Yet if she got to know any number of those guys, they might be great for her.
Yeah.
How do you get past that whole, it's got to be sparks the second I see that person and not make the mistake of missing out on a great relationship?
Probably by hearing more stories like the one that I tell about the fact that there was no sparks between my husband and myself.
None.
No. There was a nice conversation. There was a comfort level. There was banter between the two of us. And I saw him three more times before I actually was like, wait, is this guy attractive? I can't really tell. And then,
really? On the fourth?
Yeah. Anna's a little drunk. So I was like, who is this guy? But he was like, there was something different about him in the way that he presented himself on the third or fourth time that we interacted. And then I asked him for his phone number after that.
Because people do get more attractive the more you know them and the more you find out things about them that you like.
Or less.
Yeah. And I will tell you one thing. I have dated lots of other people who, before I even met them, I was already obsessed with them. And that ended very quickly after the passion was really high. And then I was like, oh, get this person away from me. But my husband, I've been with him now for 10 years. And I'm going to sound cheesy, but I love him even more every single day because we have that connection that isn't based on attraction. And for partnership, that's what you want.
So you're saying your husband is ugly.
Completely ugly.
But she buys him
his
anyway.
Beauty.
I just
want
to throw that out there.
Exactly.
All right.
I understand what you're saying.
What questions do you have for Marnie here on the Kevin and Bean Show? She is a relationship coach. You can find her online at winggirlmethod.com, but you can talk to her now for free at 1-800-520-1067. Ask Marnie when we return right after this on K-Rock.
I don't know why Dave's trying to get help, by the way. It's never going to work for Dave, right?
Look, Marnie's she's still just a human. She's not a goddess. Come on. She don't do so much for you.
That is true. I'm only one person.
Exactly. Marnie is a relationship expert. Again, you can go to her website at winggirlmethod.com, but we thought it might be fun since she had the time to take some calls from our listeners at 1-800-520-1067. Maybe on the fly, this isn't going to be perfect, but maybe on the fly you can identify maybe some of the problems that our listeners are having and the mistakes that they're making, and maybe you can help them out, figure out what the next step is going
to
be.
Yeah, I would love to.
So let's try Rebecca, for instance. She's got a great question to get us started. She is in Anaheim, and she joins us on line 4. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We are good.
Hi.
Awesome. So my question is, I met this guy online about 3 months ago. We went on a few dates. In the beginning, when it was just email and phone calls, it was great. Like, the connection was there. As soon as we went on, like, 2 or 3 dates, like, you could just tell he was so nervous. And it just felt like at a lot of the points, I was just pulling for conversation. But
he was,
I don't get it.
Do you think he was nervous because he thought he was blowing it?
Yeah, like either that or maybe I just made him nervous. I mean, I don't know. Like, I was having a good time, like, at first, just getting to hang out with him. But it just felt like I was pulling for conversation. There were so many, like, awkward silences. And so eventually,
sounds like an amazing date.
let's talk about that. I'm glad you asked that question because I think it's applicable to so many people listening. I mean, even married people, sometimes there's awkward silences, right? What's the secret there, Marnie, to kind of keeping conversation going between people?
Well, in marriage, they're locked down and not going anywhere. So it's kind of nice when there's the awkward silence. The secret to having conversation going is really just to bring up things that are happening in your life. For a lot of guys, and girls too, they think, okay, I have to talk about something actually like the most interesting thing in the entire world. Like, I went skydiving last week, or I'm going to Peru, whatever it is. But you can actually make anything that's happening in your life super interesting.
Does that all come from a fear of failure? Of if I don't pick a big enough story or something interesting enough to talk about, it's not going to work.
I'm going to bore them, or that's not going to be interesting to them. But you can spin anything in any direction. I can talk to you about a toothbrush for 20 minutes and make it sound like...
Can you really?
You heard about this new toothbrush that I have?
Is that the $10 one?
It is. Amazing. you can talk about that for so long. So I have this exercise in one of my programs called The Insider. And it is called Creating Mission Statements. I think I need a new name for it. But it's creating mission statements about yourself. So it's like it's acknowledging 5 things that are going on in your life right now, just what's happening in your life, and sort of having bullet points about why
these things are somewhat interesting to you so that you have a story that if it does become, you know, quiet or there's a lull in the conversation, you can say, you know what, I'm painting my house and I'm trying to pick out colors. And you tell the story about the five places that you visited trying to find these colors. So there is always
that sounds
something.
Like death on a stick to me. I'll tell
I know,
you.
Sorry,
if
that's
if
like
I'm
a bad
sitting
example.
Across the table and I'm hearing this guy go on about what color he's painting his house, I'm going, check, please.
You know what I'm saying. I'm saying like to pull on the things from your own life because they are interesting as long as you're interested in them. And if you're talking to somebody who's like, I don't like that, then it's probably not a good match for you.
That does go back to what you were saying before about being interested in yourself, liking yourself before you could ever expect somebody else to. That does make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
What about my policy in any potentially awkward situation is I just stick to the basics. I stick to death penalty. I stick to abortion. Yeah. I stick to religion.
Those are good politics.
Because I feel politics, I feel like there's no way anyone can get mad at you if you just say how you feel.
Right. I mean, all who right, would get mad at that?
Yeah, right. Let's talk to Bradley on line 8. He's also in Anaheim, by the way. And just based on the bullet point here, he sounds like a dick. But maybe I'm wrong. Let's see what
maybe it's
Bradley's
the guy that
got.
She was dating.
Maybe so. Bradley, you're on with Marnie, the wing girl. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, party people.
Hi.
I wouldn't consider myself a dick, but my situation is I'll meet girls and you know, one at a time. I'm not really into the whole dating multiple at the one time at the same time, and I'll go on lots of dates with them in the first, you know, month or two, and I feel like they get more interested in me than I am it with them. And when I see
great,
that,
a bragger.
I kind of think, like I don't know. I like to pursue them, and I'd rather me pursue them than them pursue me. So, am I being too choosy? Are my standards too high? Or
well, one thing is you might be being too charming. That's not like a negative thing if they like you too much. It's not about being too choosy. These girls just aren't doing it for you. You don't seem to like people who may be a little bit more needy than you.
But it kind of sounds like he enjoys the getting more than the having. Like he's always looking for the next thing. Once he gets a woman to like him, he's like, all right, my job is done here. Now I have to go find somebody new to like me maybe.
Is that what's going on for you?
Maybe. I mean, I feel like that's pretty juvenile to, you know, enjoy the chase. I'm at the point where I'm looking for a legitimized relationship, and I just want to feel fulfillment, I guess, in that relationship.
Could he be? Well, this is what happens on the flip side for a lot of guys who are like, you know, I really like this girl, but she seems to be pulling away. We've gone on 4 dates, and I want to pursue her more and go further, but she's pulling away. And I don't know enough information about this situation, but what I hear is neediness. It's always attractive when somebody isn't as into you, so you seem to try even harder. So I don't think that it's like an I'm afraid to commit or I like the chase type of thing. It might be. If we talked a little bit longer, I may discover that in you, but you may just not be picking the right women, or you might be picking women for the wrong reasons that you could be going on dates with.
But Marnie, they're so hot.
Right.
And if he's still using the same, what do I want to say, like the same idea of the women that he wants now that maybe his motives have changed, then he's got the wrong template.
Well, here's an exercise for you. I would say for you to write down the top 10 things that you're actually looking for in a partner. And I'm not saying...
Are boobs one or two things on that list? Two. Okay.
They are two.
All right.
but I would write those things down so that you can get really clear so that when you do have a first date with somebody, you may see that they don't have either all 10 of these things, or they may have some red flags that oppose these things that you're looking for. So you can cut them off right away so you don't get to the point where you're 5 dates in and she's falling in love with you and you're ready to, you know, go running for the hills.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's where you have a passport and you plan to just fake your own death and change your name.
Not what she's saying.
Country.
Right.
All right, Bradley, I'm glad you called. Thank you for the honesty on that, too. I wish we had more time, Marnie, but we're out of time.
Oh, no, but thanks for having me. I'll see you in 10 years.
Really fun to see you again. The podcast is called Ask Women. It's available on iTunes and podcastone.com. The website is winggirlmethod.com. All right, we'll do it again. Thank you.
Thank you.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 8:57.
Dr. Drew Pinsky joins us next. Right now, time for Ralph Garman and the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday.
Not a real doctor.
He is a real doctor.
Have you ever seen?
I have. I've been to his office, and he has on the wall a certificate that says he's a doctor.
You can buy one of those at Spencer Gifts, my friends. Get that from the Sky Mall catalog.
I'm just saying.
I've seen the wreckage he leaves behind his so-called practice. I've seen that. So
I'd like to remind you, Kevin, that we live in a world where Halle Berry is an astronaut, too. So yes. Don't believe everything you see, all
Thank
right?
You. Dr. Drew is a doctor.
Speaking of medical emergencies, Joan Rivers apparently has been rushed to a New York City hospital.
Yeah!
Oh, don't do wow. that.
They're look, kids. They don't know how mean they're being.
Look, I don't like her as much as the next person, but come on. Have a heart.
The kids like her less than you do.
She apparently was having some sort of throat procedure done in a clinic when she stopped breathing during the procedure.
Holy cow.
Yeah!
Come on!
Kids! Take it easy.
Then the 81-year-old Joan Rivers had to be rushed to a hospital, and apparently the story is still developing, so we'll keep you posted. I will not cheer for this because apparently it was some sort of vocal cord issue she was having treated. If it had been plastic surgery, then I would be laughing my ass off because it would be ironic if plastic surgery took her life.
Yeah.
But not if you got some
not if it's something real
throat problem and you're getting worked on, yeah. So.
But if there is some sort of collapse or something and she's alive and she's fine and she's healthy but can't talk?
Oh!
That would be kind of some sweet revenge for the rest
That's
of us.
That's like a
it?
Twilight Zone episode. I love
yep.
that twist.
That's right.
I love that.
How dare you? How
then
dare you
say that?
She has
all the
that?
Time to read I the
mean,
books.
Aren't you amazing? I mean, it's how stupid can somebody say that? Son of a bitch.
That's right. I don't know if this is real or not, but some people are saying it is, so I'm going to go with the flow.
All right.
You know me. I'd like to go with the flow.
You'll say anything.
I will.
You don't spend a lot of time vetting your stories.
Put it in front of me, I'll read it.
Okay.
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are married.
Yep. Saw that all over Twitter today.
Yep, officially married. I was trying to get some official...
Confirmation
from one of their camps or something. I was kind of holding off this morning on doing it.
Right.
Everybody's reporting it everywhere without really knowing anything, so I'm just going to go with the flow.
What's the source of the story? That's what I haven't been able
no
to
No one has it. No one right. says what the source is.
Is that a statement that, from their publicist or
no,
anything?
No. That's what I was waiting for this morning. Saw none of that. Just that it happened under the radar. They did it last weekend in France.
Yeah.
According to a spokesperson for a spokesperson for someone who talked to someone who knows the couple.
Here's what I realized quickly this morning. I don't care if they got married.
No one so really cares.
Good for
but
them,
it's,
or
it's mention
not good
worthy.
For them.
It's mention
whatever.
Worthy.
Yeah, they're huge celebrities. Absolutely,
they've been together for a long time. Lots of kids, being unmarried.
Fine.
So apparently, Brad Pitt's got a ring on his finger and. Everybody's happy. So
the source on this story, though, does strike me like one of the China News Daily reports or something, where they just literally make it up.
I cannot hunt down a source really on from this at all, but I just don't want to be the guy left out in the cold when everyone else is reporting they got married.
All right.
Will Jennifer Aniston drown in a pool of her own tears this morning? Is that the next story we'll see?
She's got the star of
Justin Theroux,
the Crappy Show. She's got
Justin Theroux.
How dare you?
Leftovers
is awesome.
Love that show.
I love that show.
It's great if you don't really enjoy good television.
I love that show. It's great television.
Mm.
I love it.
Mm. The words of Lisa May.
Except I loved it.
And
I love it.
If I only watched the stuff that you approved of, Ralph, I would not watch
much. You'd be
much.
Very happy, by the way. If you watched the television I recommended, you would be so much happier, smarter, first of all.
Well, smarter is not.
Also filled with joy.
I'm filled
really?
With joy. I love
the
guy
leftovers. Says the guy who pushes the Bachelor in Paradise show,
right.
by the way.
You know what
really?
Tuesday night, the Bachelor in Paradise? The first threesome on Bachelor television history, by the way.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that damn right is pretty good.
That didn't happen on the leftovers.
Filled with joy. I'm telling you, be filled with joy. I have an excellent balance. I have a good TV diet. I've got crap like the Bachelor in Paradise.
Right.
And then I got like Ray Donovan on the other hand.
Right, and the leftovers is great.
No, leftovers is all smoke and mirrors.
And the
man.
Bridge like, is
well,
great.
Look, we're lost. We're like lost. These people, who knows what they're doing? And this guy, who knows what he's doing? Nobody knows. And what happened over here? Nobody knows. It's crazy.
Too many
There's so much not going on here.
Too
who
many
knows?
Questions. Why can't they talk?
Yeah,
why are they
just,
smoking
no,
so much?
It's all...
Why are they shooting dogs?
Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. It's all. Oh, this is bright and shiny over here.
I...
Hey, dogs are going crazy. This guy's shooting dogs. Or is he really? Or is he imagining? Who knows? Nobody knows anything. It's crazy. We're the leftovers.
I love it.
Ralphie May said they called leftovers because they took bits of scripts that were left over at HBO and just shot them and edited it all together.
I love it.
That's why they call it the leftovers.
I love that show.
Yeah, it's BS.
That is a good show.
Anyway, Jennifer Aniston's going to marry that guy. Speaking of leftovers.
And the terrorists.
And the terrorist situation. They got that. Oh, why are they smoking? We don't know. It's crazy. This show's crazy. There's so many wacky questions. No one knows what's going on here.
That's a
Aren't
good
you
show.
Intrigued? Come back next week.
I am
Where
intrigued.
We don't tell you anything else. Stop it.
Let's have it.
Let's not have it. BS leftovers.
It's a good show.
Today's celebrity birthday is Daniel Stern's 57 years old today. Jennifer Coolidge is 53. Shania Twain turns 49 years old today. Jack Black. How great is he?
Best.
45 years old. Jason Priestley, also 45. Florence of Florence and the Machine turns 28, as does Armie Hammer. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Got a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup to lay on you in about 15 minutes or so right here on K-Rock. But first, synthetic pot, you guys.
Yes.
Why do we need this? Is pot difficult to find?
It is hard to get these days, yes. It's very difficult to get your weed.
Doesn't it seem like pot has never been easier to get at any time in the history of the world than it is in the United States in 2014? Why do we need something that isn't pot, but it's like pot? I don't understand what the advantage is of this.
But seems to be more dangerous, but I think it's legal.
Let's find out because we've got a lot of questions, and that's why we bring our good friend Dr. Drew Pinsky onto the show every Thursday so that we can embarrass ourselves with dumb questions. Hi, Doc. Welcome back, my friend. How are you?
And very good, gentlemen. And this morning is sort of, I don't know, strangely, you're behind on this one. This has been going on for some time. In fact, we reported on it on HLN a couple of years ago.
All right, take it easy.
Hold on. And I actually went up the street to Hollywood Boulevard and bought a bunch of it. I bought some bath salts, too. You can just go to Head Shop and you can buy spice.
I want to party with you.
I saw that piece where you went and bought the bath salts. I saw that, but I don't remember anything about synthetic pot. This was around then, too?
And perhaps we didn't emphasize that because I hope I still have that stuff sitting around my office.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, the police over
right your now. Office is going to get raided. Is it legal?
It's in some states. It's still legal. The thing is, the law enforcement, the laws can't keep up with the chemists. They literally are altering this thing just slightly enough to put it outside of the laws as they are written.
Oh, I
see.
So
they keep creating this stuff. And bottom line, I think what people miss most about this, people do get high from it, and some people do like the kind of high they get from it. But for the most part, synthetic marijuana, spice, K2, whatever, Scooby Snacks, whatever you call it, is really all an attempt to get around the urinary toxicology screen. Because it doesn't show up. So if you love pot, and you know this kind of works like pot, and it kind of does, and you go to a job where they're going to test your urine all the time, well, guess what? Screw you guys. I'm going to do this.
So you're fine. It works.
Yeah.
All right. That's amazing. Well, listen, the reason we heard about it was an article that was just published. I guess this is a fairly recent story about a young man, a 19-year-old named Connor Eckhart, who took one hit of the synthetic pot with his friends and fell immediately into a coma, was kept on life support for 4 days, was brain dead, and then dead. And his parents have gone to the media and they said, look, we want people to know how dangerous this is. This is not a game. And apparently, the backstory on this is it's been increasing in popularity throughout the country. There are cities like Indianapolis where they're having one kid a month die of this synthetic cannabis.
Well, to be fair, if you lived in Indianapolis, I mean.
Dr. Drew.
No, he's got a point.
But this
sounds like an epidemic.
And it's not even clear these kids that develop these comas quickly. The presumption is it's some sort of overwhelming seizure activity, because that's the predominant thing. Remember when Demi Moore was having seizure? Remember that whole phenomenon?
Yeah, sort of.
That was speculated to have been a spice thing. Remember the daughter on the phone said she'd been smoking what do they call it? They used to call it something different, like potpourri kind of thing. That's
right.
Anyway, seizures are an exceedingly common phenomenon associated with these things. And then seizures
with synthetic or with all weed?
No. In fact, there's parts of cannabis that are anti-seizure, of weed. And people are sort of isolating that and going to use it as an anti-seizure treatment. So the bottom of what I'm saying is, if you smoke spice, you got to smoke weed with it, what I'm saying.
Okay.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Dr. Drew says smoke weed.
I would go to that.
That's what I heard.
But, doctor, isn't the bigger advice for anyone is if you're consuming something as a drug that's not prescribed by your doctor, buyer beware. If you're buying something on the street or over the counter at some head shop or something like that, you don't know who made it or you don't know what it's cut with. There's no real rules on that, right?
It's so strange. Yes, that's absolutely true. It's so strange that we are fearful of and judging pharmaceutical medication, which I will absolutely stand by the fact that it is drugs of medication of any stripe are exceedingly dangerous. You only take them when the risk is seriously worth the benefits that you could possibly derive.
You're talking about just average drugs.
Just a medication.
Right.
It's just, you know, people go, oh, they're manufactured by the man. Well, medication have saved millions of lives. I mean, doctors, that's really, other than a knife, all we have is medication. But they are all dangerous, exceedingly dangerous, and only worth taking when they're worth the risk of taking. If you're taking something just to get high, and you don't know what it is or where it came from or who made it, yeah, caveat emptor, for sure.
I don't know what that means.
Buyer beware.
Buyer beware. Thank you.
Dr. Drew on Call is Monday through Thursday nights at 6 on HLN. And, of course, Loveline right here on K-Rock and the podcast at drdrew.com and podcast1.com. Before I let you go, I just have to ask, Doc, I know you do try to squeeze some TV into your busy schedule. Are you watching The Nick?
Yes, I love it.
And how grateful are you to be a doctor today rather than a doctor in 1900?
It kind of looks like they had some fun. I mean, it really looked very, very swashbuckly, but they couldn't do much for anybody, which is really sad.
Yeah, but...
And then the corruption is stunning. And I think it looks to me that show looks so accurate. So absolutely.
Really? Because they're really enjoying their cocaine.
Well, and the fact that they were drug addicts just is what adds intrigue to the story.
And cocaine was legal back then, right? I mean,
well,
it was
not just legal. The doctors thought that if you saw the episode where the senior doctor gets the younger doctor hooked,
yes,
the young guy wakes up in the middle of the night and he sees his senior colleague working away at 3 a.m. and he goes, "How do you do this? I'm exhausted." And he goes, "Well, you can be a pussy and lie there and sleep, or you can take this stuff and be a man." and he's like, "I'll take the cocaine. Everyone knows that's good for you. Let's go."
Well, good times indeed. That The Nick, by the way, is a show that's on the Cinemax on Friday nights. I think it's really, really good. All right, Doc, we know you got to go, man.
Thank you so much for joining us.
We enjoyed it.
Bye.
Thanks. I want to say next week, the week after, at some point, Vance Joy is going to come in and perform live on the Kevin
Couple weeks.
Kevin DeBean Show. It is 9:25.
That is the voice of our producer, Dave Sanchez, the King of Mexico. If he's here, it must mean it's time for a brand new Kevin DeBean Internet Roundup.
Yeah, brace yourself up. Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. It's Kevin and Beans, yo, Internet Roundup.
Wait for it. There it is.
Wait for it. There it is.
I love Beer Mug's intro now, by the way.
I'm not.
Love it for the Internet Roundup.
All right.
We are still accepting yours, the Kevin DeBean listener, if you'd like to submit your own. Where do you go, Dave, if people want to do that on the website?
You create it. You put it on the web. # Internet Roundup. I'll find it. Or send it to me.
All right, good.
Yeah.
You're very helpful, Dave.
What we do is we take the best viral videos of the week and we put them in one location at kevinbean.com or krock.com. This is a crazy idea for a photo shoot. I don't know how he got 100 people to do it, but a photographer tasered 100 people and took photos of it so we can see what their faces look like. There's video, too. Here he is describing the photo shoot.
So that's it, guys. I'm Patrick Hall. I'm the photographer and director of this short little video. And if you can't tell what's happening to everybody, they're getting hit with a little stun gun.
By the way, he doesn't mention that until the end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly thought that it was O-faces.
When you saw the photos?
Yeah, when I saw the video shoot, I honestly thought, like, this must be O-faces, because you couldn't really tell what was happening.
Yeah, it seemed like the guys were in pain, and the girls were like, oh, yeah.
I don't know. It was weird.
And they did shoot it in a way so everybody looked naked. So
they
it
did,
shoulders
yeah.
up. So that's another reason why that makes a lot of sense. But instead, no, they're being tasered is what happened.
Not the same.
Everybody pretty much at this point has done the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. As Ralph pointed out earlier, you know that a thing is peaking when cartoon characters start doing it. And here's Homer Simpson attempting the challenge. And then, well, you'll find out what happens.
Oh, boy. Oh, that was cold. Oh, but it was all worth it to raise awareness for ALS.
See, Homer thinks he's just putting a little bit of water on him, but instead Bart comes by with a helicopter full of the ocean and drops it on top of him along with everything else he can think of. $90 million raised so far in the challenge, by the way.
That's crazy, isn't it?
It is great. And I don't think there ought to be winners and losers. I think anybody who contributes money to ALS is doing a great job. But Benedict Cumberbatch, if I had to pick a winner, is the best of all of them because he gets hit in the face with the ice water. And then he's like, okay, I've done it. And then he goes in the shower and he gets hit in the face again with another bucket of ice water. And then he heads out onto the street. And guess what happens?
Yeah, Tom, yeah, I've done it. No, I know I was late. And they did it to me again in the shower. So I guess that's why I got done again in the shower. What do you mean I've got to do it more times because I was nominated more than once?
Yeah, he's in a tux.
How many times do you think he gets the ice water thrown on him in this video?
I think at least 5 times, and I like how each time it's in slow motion.
Yeah. It's so funny.
It's a complete surprise to him.
No one is surprised that David Lynch has the weirdest of the ice bucket challenges because he is playing the trombone for some
trumpet.
A trumpet, I'm sorry. Yeah. Playing the trumpet and not well, and then this happens.
Now, I would like to nominate for the ice bucket challenge Vladimir Putin.
Okay.
He is the best.
Why did he add coffee to it?
I don't know. David Lynch do anything, Dave.
He's the strangest person alive, and I love him. Vladimir Putin.
One more ice bucket challenge, then we'll move on to the other videos in the roundup this week. And this one has proven to be very controversial online because a lot of people are demanding that these parents be looked at because why is your 2-year-old using language like this? It's beeped out, but the 2-year-old swears like a sailor when she gets hit with the ice water.
I want to challenge.
Is it 2-year-old cute? Shouldn't be using the F word, should they?
It's pretty cute when they do.
How old were your kids when they started using the F word, Kevin? Do you remember?
I'll let you know.
Everybody loves the bad first pitches at the baseball games. This one has got to go in the list of the – I mean, we just had a Miss Texas last week who I thought was one of the worst of all time.
It was one of the worst because she bowled it.
Yeah, she rolled right. Right to the plate.
This one is also in Texas. This time she is a Houston Astros fan who's getting a chance to throw it out in their stadium. And it looked like – and I think the announcers describe it as it looked like instead she was dunking a basketball. I mean, she threw it straight down into the dirt. Listen up.
And we go back to our first pitch of the night, and it was near perfect.
A slam dunk.
There's something about the release point that's not repeating well.
You should throw out the first pitch for the Rockets.
She was standing on the mound, and the ball hit the mound when it came out of her hand.
That was terrible.
Yeah, pretty hilarious.
And so I'm off the hook, right?
No, she still wasn't bleeding. So okay.
Yeah, she didn't fall to the ground when she threw. Our old friend Mac Lethal is back. I don't know why this guy is not a superstar. He's so talented. He's one of the fastest rappers in the world that I've ever seen anyway on YouTube. And he got a letter from a 53-year-old middle school teacher who said, look, I'm a huge fan of yours and I want to play your videos for my kids. But all of them have so much swearing in them. Can you do anything for me that I can play for the kids? And P.S., do you like Mozart? And he took that as a challenge to not only rap to a Mozart song, but to come up with a message that he thought would inspire teenagers. And it's awesome.
This is just advice. Listen, if you will. Every single day, your liquor sipping when you chill. Living with your parents, never tipping for the bills. You need to scrub the dirty dishes in the kitchen off for real. This is just your life. Listen, if you want. Don't just spend your whole day on the sofa hitting blunts. You were in the back of the line right now. Got a progress, got to move. You got to work so we can get you to the front. Put the nuggets down, put some veggies on your plate. Exercise a bit, feel incredible and great. You're addicted to your iPhone, saying that you're lonely. Used to speak your English, now the language is emoji.
That guy reminds me a lot of me.
You know what I love about him is all of his videos are continuous, no edits. So he might have to do it 40, 50, 80 times before he gets it right because they're all in one take. But it's incredible. You got to see the whole thing at the Internet Roundup. Kevin, your favorite movie? Oh, I'm sorry. One of your favorite movies of all time, Ghostbusters, as you know, this weekend is back in theaters to celebrate its 30th anniversary. And that was all the excuse that our friends at Honest Trailers needed to do their version of this.
When ghosts rise from the dead to haunt New York, the Ghostbusters are the only thing between the city and total chaos, causing the media to run glowing profiles of their successful business instead of the fact that ghosts exist and are haunting New York.
That movie, by the way, for a while was the highest grossing movie comedy of all time.
Is that right?
And it's still great. If you've not seen Ghostbusters, go see it in the theaters this weekend or get it on, you know, get it on Blu-ray or something like that, because it's definitely something you ought to have in your library. I think my favorite song of the year, I know it's only August, it may be too early to say this, but I think my favorite song of the year is out, and it's this cover version that a fan did of Miley Cyrus, I guess, using just a recorder. You know that little instrument that we all played in middle school?
The one the Armenian comedian plays?
Yeah. That's the one. Yeah. He covers Wrecking Ball with a recorder, and it's amazing. That's about as well as anyone can play the recorder. It doesn't really get like
that. That wasn't bad.
That was good. Yes, it was. That was going to be my question, is can you play a recorder well? I mean, is that something that someone can master?
I think most people give up on the recorder before they ever get any kind of proficiency. And finally, my least favorite video of the week, and Kevin, I know it's because it's your favorite, the Anaconda Fart Remix.
Oh, now, the best. This is the best.
I'm not a fan of the fart comedy. I'm really not.
But the way she dances and moves her ass in that video is such a perfect setup for it.
So this is Nicki Minaj, her video Anaconda, that everyone has seen by now, and she and all of her dancers are shaking that ass, but somebody has decided to add their own accompaniment. It sounds a little something like this.
Come on. That's not. Wait for it.
What are
we doing?
This is my favorite one.
Oh, yeah, there we go. It's not a good use of our station or our time or our brains, is it, you guys? Come on.
It's the best use.
I think that's the best video, too. Like,
you can see all these videos and so much more at kevinandbean.com or krock.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean's, yo, Internet Roundup.
And now, a moment with Bean.
He was manic, wasn't he?
He was.
He was.
Sports and nature.
That was a moment with Bean.
There you go. There's your moment with.
All right. Yeah, no, I was talking about
fantastic.
Your moment.
It's not,
with.
What?
I was talking about your moment.
You said, I thought you just said play a moment with.
I said play your moment with. We haven't heard that in, I don't know,
an hour.
It's got to be an hour. I don't know if I can go an hour.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
It's weird to see people jump from I'm not positive what the answer is to it must be, you know, infallible word of God or, you know, in the terrorists. You know, situations or UFOs, you go, it's unidentified, so it must be alien. You go, no. It's just maybe a question that we'll never know the answer to.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Does that hold the record as the longest moment with? Because it has to be.
Sure.
No, I think the longest one has to be the one where you talk to, who was the?
Travis Pastrana.
Travis Pastrana, the racer, yeah. In the cars that go.
Do you have that one, Mugs?
We don't need to compare the people, won't remember it.
There's the pylons, and you need to go, and there's the, when the accidents come up the road.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Yeah, it's so crazy. The dirt's so slippery, then you hit the pavement. Sometimes that's more sticky, sometimes it's slipperier, but there are some good accidents. Happen in this, and not just with cars on cars. You hit you know, posts or something else, and it seems like avoiding that is the biggest key to winning that race.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Hey, that might be a little bit longer.
Hey, no terrorists in there.
No, that's
first
true.
Of all, and no. B, it's about 5 seconds shorter.
You're kidding? The other one?
Wow!
Longer?
So the new one might be the longest ever.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that great? Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
Before we get to the showbiz beat, let me give something away!
Yeah! What's going on? Gonna have some fun!
Hot fudge! Holy moly! I've got tickets to give away to The Simpsons Take the Hollywood Bowl!
Yay!
It's The Simpsons combined with the Los Angeles Philharmonic, or the LA Phil, as we call it.
Sure.
It's all happening at
the
Hollywood
Bowl. For those
who
like to abbreviate words.
Sure. Totes Phil. It's going to be scenes from The Simpsons, some of your favorite scenes, which will be accompanied by full orchestration. The soundtrack will be provided by the LA Phil.
Right.
And a special guest, Weird Al Yankovic, is going to be performing
Yanks.
There. There's going to be fireworks.
think Conan O'Brien is part of this
Conan
as well?
Conan O'Brien's going to stop by. Yeah, it's going to be quite the celebration of a quarter century of Simpsons.
Worst episode ever.
Best. It's all happening at the Hollywood Bowl. We've got tickets for the September 12th show. Two pairs of tickets, to be exact. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. First two callers to get through with that number will get a pair of tickets to go see the Simpsons take the bowl. However, if you don't win and you want to get some tickets, there's tickets available for the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th of September, all on sale at HollywoodBowl.com. All right, let's talk about show business news. It seems to be official. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are indeed married. So congratulations. Pax and Maddox and Zahara and Vivian and Shiloh and Knox are no longer bastards.
Somebody tweeted today they could finally start having kids.
That's right. That's finally news. You can get around to that. This surprises me. You know, the NFL.
Yes.
Is due back in a week and a half?
Yes.
No,
it
less
is.
Thursday.
Is it this Thursday?
A week from tonight.
A week from tonight. Wow.
Well.
Awesome.
So, a week. And it's also going to return to the UK. You know, they're still playing. They're trying to force the NFL down the throats of the Brits again this
Who
season.
Clearly don't want it.
Well, they do. They go.
Right.
I mean, they fill Wembley every time there's an American football game there. But there's just no logistical way to integrate a team in London with the rest of the NFL here in the States.
Correct.
It's just a logistical nightmare. Now, if you want to have a European league or something, that's a different
That's a hell
matter.
Of a travel schedule. If
yeah, you can't do it. You can't make
And they're trying it with baseball, too, where they play in Australia or Japan or something, and then they've got to make it days away from the other games because of the travel and the time difference. It's a nightmare.
It's just madness. Anyway, they are giving them our best product, however, to entice them.
Oh, yeah? Who's yeah. playing?
Who are the Bills playing?
No, it's the Raiders versus the Dolphins.
Wow.
Oakland Raiders versus the Miami Dolphins in London's Wembley Stadium. And to make sure that it's a sold-out event, Def Leppard will be performing.
Wow.
At the big game. So it's just got everything you need.
That's a suck fest.
By the way, and I mentioned this, it's a big hit. It's sold out already, that game.
Already sold out.
Sold out at Wembley for that game on Sunday, September the 28th.
And Wembley holds like 70,000, 80,000, right?
Yes, yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Sure does.
Huge stadium. So.
Hey, angry Afro caller. Go Raiders.
Cut off your head! Hey, Rivers! Rivers Cuomo! Not only is he the coolest dude in rock and roll, and I mean that sincerely.
He's a weirdo, and I mean that in a good sense.
But he's like the best kind of weirdo.
Yes, he's just strange.
He doesn't seem to be following anyone else's drummer. He's just out there doing his thing and doing it brilliantly.
And it's real.
It's real. I'm a genuine fan.
Me too.
He is going to be starring in a new sitcom based on his own life. At least there's a pilot that has been purchased for that sitcom. It's going to be scripted by Steve Franks, who was the genius behind Psych, great comedy detective series over there on USA. And it's going to be about the time in Rivers' life when he walked away from rock and roll success to pursue and rediscover other parts of his life that he was missing out on while he was busy becoming famous. For example, he attended Harvard University on and off from 1995 to 2006. And he also spent some time reestablishing his friends and his life with his family. So they're going to make a sitcom about that called Detour.
That was so weird when it happened. I remember thinking, the guy from Weezer is going to college?
Yeah, it's very strange.
What?
Got his Bachelor of Arts in English. And he said while he was there at Harvard, he lived in the dorms, ate in the student calf.
The calf.
And just had a regular life. So they're going to be working on it. I think that sounds
We should talk to Dexter Holland about that. He's coming in tomorrow. He's another guy who put his rock on hold for a while to go pursue multiple degrees. Remember?
He went to Hot Sauce University, didn't he? Tabasco U? Isn't that where he went?
Tabasco U, yeah.
Yeah. Pepper.
There have been a number of actors and actresses who've done the same thing. They just kind of drop out of the spotlight for a couple of years, and they realize there's more to life than their career. I think it's neat. I think that's a great concept for a show, and I've seen that before.
I think it's great for someone to walk away from their career and just check out something else in life. Bean. what do you got? You got something you want to look into? Go back to
You're
school?
Saying it's time for me to sail around the world
no,
solo
I'm saying
or something?
There must just be something, something you different. Want to do before it's too late, Bean. I really think you need to invest some time and energy into the rest of your life.
I had the rest of your life conversation with Bean at Comic-Con.
Oh, you did?
And it involves owning a 7-Eleven.
So he can do that now? I think he would be fine. I'm not joking.
Those are his dreams and aspirations
goals? He's like, I might need to own more than one to really make it go. Like, he's thought about it. He's put a lot of thought into this.
Am I thinking too big? Are you mocking me because you don't think it's achievable, Ralph?
It started with, this is the best 7-Eleven I've ever been in. Right. And then I was like, aren't they all the same? And then we somehow got into his future, and it was owning a 7-Eleven. So.
That's the dream.
Yep.
That's the dream.
That's the dream right there. That's going to make someone happy.
Wow. Never mind. don't take any time off to pursue what you do, because you got nothing.
That now.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Alana Thompson celebrates her birthday today. You may not recognize that name. You may know her better by her nom de video.
What is that?
Her TV name. Honey Boo Boo.
Hmm.
9 years old today.
Nine?
9 years old. Going in for a bypass. And
stomach.
She's been on high blood pressure meds for some time now. But
I wonder what she'll be doing when she's 20.
How many kids she'll have?
Yeah. How many trailers she'll be living in?
Yeah.
She'll probably own a 7-Eleven. That's what I'm guessing.
I'm not taking for granted there's going to be a 20.
Her favorite foods are sketty and butter.
Armie Hammer, the actor, is 28 years old, as is Florence Welch of Florence and the Machine. Jason Priestley's 45. Jack Black's also 45. Shania Twain is 49. Jennifer Coolidge, Stifler's mom's 53. And actor Daniel Stern celebrates his 57th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning on All-New Kevin and Bean Show, college football is back. We're going to have Petros Papadakis in the studio talking about that. We have a brand new Bean's Death Corner. We have the movie beat because it's Friday, and our friend Dexter Holland will join us in studio as well.